The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Oh, yeah! 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 Remember when I did that on the Beastie Boys record? And it was so popular. Yeah! Can't do it as well anymore. They didn't pay me for that. Yeah! I used to do it at their shows. They don't pay me anymore, so I don't do it. And I blew my voice out doing it. And then I remember one time I was doing it, and then the giant beer can inflated and knocked me over. And that. Then I got hit in the throat by a mic stand. Oh, those were the days, though. We were opening for Madonna. So welcome to The Best Show. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of tonight's installment, and we have a great show planned for you tonight. Tonight, starting in 1 hour, Tom Prescience. What is Tom Prescience, you ask? Well, it's a contest we're holding to see who can do impressions of me. Yes, this is going to be torture for me, I know. I got to hear these impressions. God knows what this is going to do. Is going to hurt my feelings, I'm sure. I'm sure I'm going to be sad. Plenty of times when this begins. But you know what? It's what we're doing. So get your impression of me ready. And the winner gets a big prize. A big prize. That'll be fun, right? Who doesn't love a prize? You like prizes, Mike? Yeah, me too. I don't never get none, but I like them. Well, my friends, the best show will begin in a matter of moments. But first, I think it's time. I've been wondering, How do I get the fans, right? How do I get the sheer volume of listeners? And I think what we're doing here, while it seems dumb in a lot of regards, it's too highbrow, right? You think? I think it can be. So you know what I'm gonna do now? We're going to tighten it up a little bit in one regard. I'm doing, I'm going to do the show. It's not going to be the best show. Let's try this on for size for a little bit. It's called The Best Show. It's time for The Best Show.
There ain't nothing in this world but free. There's not a man, not a man I believe.
It's Five Finger Death Punch. Love those guys. Gonna have them down in the studio some point. Later in the show, we got Drowning Pool is gonna come by, play acoustic. Looking forward to that. I mean, this song is Dot Your Eyes. It's effed up. Listen to that. Listen to how effed up this song is. Gotta get the punch down in the studio soon. Five Finger Death Punch. It's effed up, man. That's some badass music. That's badass. That's straight up badass. Hashtag duh, D-U-H, best show. Let's get it going here. What's all going on in the paper? Let's take a little looky-loo at the newspaper now. The Naked Truth. Trump. That's a good topic. Let's put that up on the table. What do you think about Trump? That's a topic. Where are we going with the Trump? Let's put that up. Call in 201-332-3484. What do you think about the Trump? What is this? Is he going to be president or what? I mean, look, this Bernie. I got to say, sometimes I like him. He doesn't seem like a phony. But he's going to take all my money. What else is in the paper here? Sex tour on hiatus. Yeah, okay. What, a husband and wife who ran a sex tourism travel agency in Florida were sentenced Monday to 5 years of probation for setting up John's with hookers in the Dominican Republic, where prostitution is legal. That's a crazy story, huh? Crazy. That's effed up, man. That story. What else we got? NYPD cracking down on bike lane blockers. This is from the Post. The topic, what do you think about the Trump? What are we going to do here? Huh? Is he going to be president or what? The Best Show, welcome.
Hi, how's it going, Tom?
Yeah. So what do we what do we got here?
I like the Trump, I got to tell you. I feel like he doesn't have experience in politics, but that's a good thing. But he knows how to make business work, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look. I think he's a straight shooter, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to say what he thinks.
Yeah. So what do you think? Are you excited about his Godsmack new album?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's put some Godsmack on.
Five Finger.
Godsmack, you know this song.
Is amazing.
I didn't take a peek at the new album yet, but here's Crying Like a Bitch from The Oracle. Thanks, bro. Thanks for calling. Those guys are badass, man. They bring it. Godsmack. Let's go back to the phones. 201-332-3484. Duh, Best Show. Duh, Best Show. What's up?
Hey, Tommy.
Who do we got here?
Matt in Hillsboro.
Matt in Hillsboro. What's up, bro?
Nothing much. Good. Some good badass music you're playing tonight, Tommy. It really takes me back.
Thanks, bro. You excited? We got Drowning Pool is going to do an acoustic set later in the studio. I got to ask those guys to do, I asked them to do a cover maybe, do something exclusive.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe getting to do Dancing Days or something like that.
Yeah, one of my favorite bands from high school, bro.
So what's up?
Nothing much, just sitting around, you know.
Cool, bro. Thanks for calling. What else is up in the paper here? Wendy Williams is mad at her rival, Angie Martinez, over on Hot 97. Effed up. That's an effed up story. Let's go back to the phones. Da Best Show, welcome.
Hey, Tom. I love Da Best Show.
Thanks, bro.
Politics.
Yeah, what do we got? So, well, what do you think of the Trump, man? What do you think? Is this going to happen or what?
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen.
Really?
I'm a Bernie Sanders guy, right?
Look, I gotta say, I like Bernie Sanders. At least he seems like a straight shooter. But he's going to take all my money.
So you make like that 1% everybody keeps talking
Look,
about?
I'm not here to talk about money, but he's going to take all my money.
He's going to improve.
He's going to take all my money. He's going to take all my money.
Well, I don't think he will.
He's going to take all my money.
He's a nice guy. He's a really
No, he seems like a nice guy. I agree. He seems like a nice guy, but he's going to take all my money.
Well...
Thanks for the call, bro. Yeah. Oh, that's badass. Got to get these guys down to the studio. Da Best Show, what's up?
Hey, this is Aaron from Wyoming.
Aaron from Wyoming, what's up?
I saw that the drummer for Five Finger Death Punch is halfway through writing a new book.
Oh, that'll be cool. I'll definitely take a peek at that.
I know. His last one was called Death Punch.
Yeah, I'll take a looky-loo that way.
It's going to rule, man.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, bye.
So what do you think about this Trump thing? What do you think? Is he going to do it or what?
Trump train's going all the way.
You think it's going all the way, huh?
It's like Thomas the Tank train engine pulling into the Thodor station, and we're going to clean out all the trash.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely. We'll see. I mean, what about this Bernie Sanders?
I think Bernie Sanders is getting kept down by the Democratic establishment.
You think?
I think so. I think that Hillary Clinton, all of her crimes are going to get exposed.
Look. I don't like Hillary. I don't like Ted Cruz. Trump, I'm not sure about Trump. And Bernie Sanders either. Sometimes he goes, this is the best we get? You know what I mean?
Trump may lie, but he lies like a normal person lies.
Well, the whole thing is, I like there's an honest thing about Bernie, but he's going to take all my money. Thanks for the call.
Well,
I'm looking at the paper here. Football. Man, I miss football, right? Yeah. Get football back. Tom Coughlin has got the coaching itch again. Looks like he's looking to get back in the game. We'll see about that. That's badass. Badass old man. Got us two trophies. Big thing going on here, Yeah, this Trump thing. I guess he's campaign trail. Check that out. I mean, I don't know if he's going to vote. He's going to take all my... No, he's not going to take all my Trump. Look, is he a Republican? I don't know. Bernie's going to take all my money. Da Best Show.
Hey, this is Madeline. I was calling to talk to you about Bernie.
Yeah. What do you got? What do you think about this Trump thing? What do you think?
Well, this Trump thing I have less information on. The only thing I really know is that my high school musical theater teacher, I know that she offered him services to get inside his apartment. But I did want to talk to you about Bernie Sanders because I met him. I met him last week.
Yeah? How was that?
Yeah. You know, people keep saying, oh, he must have been so nice. Wasn't he so nice? But he was on his way to give a talk, and he was really late and just stopped in the local coffee shop. And he was in a big rush.
What did he order?
And, like, Oh, he just got a small drip. He got a small drip. Got a small drip coffee. But, you know, people are always just like, wasn't he so nice? And I'm like, no, he was in a hurry, and he wasn't nice. He just wanted to get out of there, and people kept flagging him down, trying to take
photos. Sometimes you want your coffee. Sometimes you just want your coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what he said. And, I mean, it's, you know, he just,
all right,
he just wanted a coffee.
Thanks for the call. What else is going on in the paper here? 3, 9, 4. Oh, this is Sudoku. I'm reading the Sudoku. Okay, I thought that was an article. Duh, best show. What do you got?
Hey, Tom, I love America. This is the greatest country in the world. I love having the freedom to buy 6 Coors Lights, shotgun them all, and throw up on a dog.
Yeah. You sound like a badass. You got to come down to the studio, bro. You want to do funnels? We'll get you doing some funnels. Right?
Yeah,
give you some concert tickets. Get you some Avenged Sevenfold tickets.
All right.
Let's say I'm putting you on hold, bro. We're going to get you down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, duh, best show. Gotta love it. 5-Finger Death Punch. These guys do a badass cover of Bad Company. Improve it. It's an improvement. Now it's time, I'm being told it's time for the best show, whatever that is. Show. We are back on a Tuesday night. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of The Best Show. The phone number 201-3-323-484. In a half hour or so, we're going to do our the Tom Impressions, which I'm terrified of. You, The Best Show listener, will do your impression of me. And the winner, as determined by me, with assistance from the crew, will decide on the winner. And the winner gets we'll put together a very nice
fun pack. Not the kind of fun pack that is usually associated with this show. No, it'll be a fun pack like posters and all sorts. It'll be great. Who'd we just hear? Karoma! Oh my goodness, Karoma. Gotta love it. I love this album. Karomarama! Came out last year. 20 plus centuries. What a great record. It's good for when the weather gets warm. Karoma. That's on Votive Records. Votive. V-O-T-I-V. Check it out. Buy it. Support it. You talk the talk, so now you walk the walk. And what did we hear before that? Oh, my goodness. Islands. You know the band Islands? The great band Islands? They've released two albums on the same day. Goodness gracious. What a foolhardy move, some would say. Most bands don't have enough songs for one album. But you know what? They've got two. They made two great albums. One album is called Should I Remain Here at Sea? And the other album is called Taste. And they're both out. And what are they on? What's the label? Monk? Monkey? M-A-N. Is it? Is that it? Is it M-A-N-Q-U-E? How do you say that, Mike? Monkey? Monk? Yeah. I worked on Monk. What was your favorite episode of Monk, Mike? The one when he got stuck in a toilet? We'd work for weeks on these things, months on these things, and it'd be like, that's the episode where he got the sneeze on. He sneezed on. That's the one where someone coughed on his muffin. The one with Malcolm McDowell, that's right. It was fun hanging out with him on the set. No, I didn't meet him. They didn't let me on set. Yeah. Did not let me on set. But anyway, these Islands. Two albums on Monk Records. And we heard Christmas Tree, which is from Should I Remain Here at Sea? Do yourself a favor. You get both of them. You go buy both of them. You'll be thanking me for that. Thanking me. So again, in 25 or so minutes, The Best Show presents Tom Pressions, which is the hashtag for tonight's show. Tom Pressions. If you got your impression of me, you want to do it and make everyone laugh at that you can make it sound like me. I'll cry, but you'll... Everyone will laugh but me. And that's fine. I'm ready for that. 201-332-3484. So, last week's Who's the Most Famous Person Listening was a straight-up flop. Five-star bust. No one cared. No famous people were listening. I got word that one friend was going to call. Guest on this show is going to call, and then she was like, I'm not going to get there. I think I'm not famous. I'm going to prime the pump, and then she didn't. So, look, it happens. Everybody, I was looking for return guests. Look, I would love it. My friends can call this show all day, any day. Well, you call any day, you're not going to get me here. You probably want to call on a Tuesday. So, but yeah, man, I'm telling you, I was looking for the idea like, who would be listening? Chuck Lorre is listening. And somebody hands him the phone or something. I was looking for something weird. I'll take that. That can be an evergreen. If you're ever in the room with some famous person, or as we call here, FPs, and you can get them to call up on a Tuesday night, you do it. You do it. That's what this show needs. It needs a little juice. I'm so busy here.
trying to keep this thing afloat. Getting ready to sell another pile of my books. To keep this thing keep this balloon aloft. So, but I do try to take care of the people working hard on this show, and there are people working very hard on it. There's, of course, Dudio, Jason Gore, who's a very hard worker, the dude who built the studio. Then there's Pat Byrne. He holds it down from like 8 different angles. He's working hard. And of course, we got Martine working on the website. Thank you, Martine. Marsha. Sparky Pop with her work on different techie things and mailings and all that stuff. And then AP Mike, of course. So I got these people working here. Dudio and Pat and Mike are here every week. So I try to keep the snacks going, right? It was getting a little thin. The snacks were getting a little thin, I'll admit. I hadn't made a Costco trip in a while. So snacks were getting a little light on the snacks. These guys were, they're starting to finally eat the chia bars, the Kashi omega-3 chia bars. Like, I think the mice were passing on those. So I go to Costco today. I load my car up as far as the eye. I couldn't see out the rearview mirror for as many snacks as I brought in here. And then I carry them all in by myself. These guys are playing God knows what, tiddlywinks or something, watching me carry the stuff. And then I carry the last thing. And then Mike is like, "Do you need help?" "No, I don't need. I got it all." And then, just like you could set my watch to it, here comes the complaining. Mike's looking at all the snacks. He goes, "Where are my cheese crisps?" Like, they didn't have them. I looked. I combed the chip section 3 times for him. And I found some equivalent cheese crisp thing. And then he just goes, "Sigh." Dudio starts moaning about some... He wants to know if we have any if I got any half-glute snacks. Half-glute? I'm like, half-glute? What's that? It's like, not gluten-free, but like light on the gluten. Half-glute, apparently it's called. Like, "No, I didn't get any half-glute. And then he just goes, "Ugh." But you think that's bad? The worst of the lot? Pat. Usually the nicest guy here. Because the way it works is Pat doesn't hate anybody here. Pat likes everybody. Mike hates Pat. No, Mike hates Dudio. Dudio hates Mike. Neither of those guys love Pat, but they like him. Pat likes everybody. But do you know what Pat suggests? He wants to know if I could provide every Tuesday steamer trays, buffet style. I was like, what are we, on set? What am I doing, catering? Nah, it's a walk-away lunch. And these dudes are going to be... They moaned. And then Mike even said this thing to me. I kid you not. He said, "Did you get any matzah?" And I was like, "No, why?" And then he made some snide thing about implying I'm anti-Semitic for not buying matzah. It's like, you're not going to eat it. You're going to eat matzah if I buy a box of matzah? Like, he's not Jewish. "Did you get any matzah?" Can't win. Can't win, guys. Can't get the half glute, the steamer tray, the cheese crisps, the right brand of cheese crisps. Like this maniac isn't going to eat all of them tonight. I'm telling you, I could have shoveled garbage into a... I could literally put, like, coffee grounds and, like, candy wrappers into a bag and write in a marker cheese crisps on it. And then Mike would be like, "Blah, blah, blah, blah." Yeah.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
Sometimes you can't win. What's that? Shakespeare story where they stab him? What's that one? What? Julius what? Caesar. Julius Caesar. No, I've never read it. But like they stab him when he's like at the post office or something. Maybe I'm just picturing that Midtown post office. I'm just picturing that's where Julius Caesar would take place, on that post office across from Madison Square Garden. So Caesar would get stabbed. Who stabbed him? A bunch of guys did. Yeah, well, there's a shocker. Yeah, don't think I don't have something in common with... what was his name again? Who? I thought you said it began with a J. Who got stabbed? Julius Caesar got stabbed by a bunch of guys. So that's not unlike what is going to happen to me here. I'm telling you this, guys. If there's ever a show where these guys come on and say I'm missing or something, I want you guys got to call the cops, man. Because they're up to something. If the three of them are like, if Mike's like, hey, everybody, welcome to the best show. This is Mike. And then Dudio's like, yeah, it's the best show. He'll do his announcer type voice. Hey, it's the best show. And got to be honest with you, we're not sure where Tom is. But we're going to keep the show going in his honor. Yeah, call the cops. Yeah, call the cops and you check Mike's trunk, because if my body's not back there, there's going to be at least a shovel and a bag of lime back there. I'm telling you. Couldn't you picture that? Don't you picture when you see that post office across from Madison Square Garden, that's where like Julius Caesar would take place, and like he'd get stabbed and then fall over, somebody sunbathing on the steps? Is that really where New York living is? It's that hard to, you gotta sun yourself on the steps of a post office? You're laying on the pointy steps of a post office trying to grab some rays. Later in the show, we are gonna debut a song from the new album by Spray Paint. You know Spray Paint? That awesome band from Austin? So great. Their new album is on Goner. And we're going to play a song from it before anybody else has heard it. It doesn't come out for a couple weeks. But you'll hear it first on The Best Show. Who's good here, Mike? One. Best Show.
Tom?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
It's going great. To whom am I speaking?
This is Corey in San Francisco.
Corey in San Francisco. What's up in San Francisco tonight?
It's very nice outside. The sun is still up, and it's kind of warm today.
So it's warm today in San Francisco?
Yeah, you know, it's really cold here usually, so it's weird when it's warm.
Well, you know what I always say about San Francisco is the coldest winter I ever spent was summer in San Francisco. Thank you. Thanks for that laugh.
Hey, I have a quick comment and a really quick question for you.
What do you got, bro?
Okay, last week you said that doing karaoke in a private room is the way to go.
Yeah.
And I think that's wrong. I think when you sing karaoke, you have to be amongst the people, the salt of the earth, and the people of the city. That's what I think.
First of all, so you're saying you're in a room where it's people just drinking and it's like a bar that has a karaoke machine set up in it.
yeah, it's like then you get to drink with like Joe Lunchpail, or you get to sing with Joe Lunchpail.
You're in San Francisco. Who are you fooling? Joe Lunchpail? Yeah, more like Joe Google.
Hey, there's a working class population here. They're dying, but
yeah, it's
here.
Called Oakland. You ran them out, and they come in. They come in like caged rats and serve you, and then you kick them back out.
Hey, there's
at
some
5 o'clock
here.
Get out! It's like evacuate, right? Because you guys got to drive your Google buses everywhere. You Google rats.
Hey, next time you're here, I want to take you to some hidden gems. You'll see, it's not all Google jerk off.
Nice mouth, trash monster.
Sorry.
But I'm going to keep you on because I'm strangely interested in hearing your point of view, and I want to make fun of you about the Golden State Warriors in 30 seconds. So, forget it. I'm jumping right to the Golden State Warriors. So, when they lost last night, were you sad or mad? Or, how could they lose? They're supposed to win.
Yeah, they're supposed to win. It's our birthright. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, it's your one-year birthright. The team hasn't won since Ford was in office, and then suddenly you guys like the it's just like, you know, the Warriors, the Warriors way of winning. It's like it's been a terrible team for 40 years, and then you get this one team. It's great. It's a really great team now, and you act like you didn't lose for 40 years. How fast it happened.
I mean, we're a little humble here. We're not like Celtics fans.
There's no humility to Warriors fans at all. I've never seen people slide to the win to act like they never lost faster than these Warriors fans.
What about like in L.A.? Everyone loved the Lakers.
Like
and
an instant. Hey, you creep! You shut your mouth. You watch your mouth, toilet man. Toilet people. San Francisco toilet people. If toilet people was a reality show, San Francisco toilet people would actually be a pretty good spinoff. Are they still doing that other Storage Wars? There's no way. They must have thought, we're going to have a Storage Wars for each city. And then suddenly it's like, oh, wait, word got out that it's obviously fake. And then it's like, yeah, you're not going to have a Storage Wars anywhere. That guy Barry, they threw him in a locker. That should be the episode of Storage Wars where what was Brandy's husband, Jared? Where they get the other storage heroes together and they're like, Jared and Brandy are in a locker that's going to explode in 24 hours. You Storage Wars people have to figure out which locker they're hidden in without stepping in. You're not allowed to look in. So then you'd get that one dumb dude, the one dumb dude on Storage Wars. Remember that guy who talked like this? Who was that? What was his name, Mike? Remember the guy at Storage Wars? The guy who's always like, yeah, here's a, I found a kickball. Daryl or Darren? Where he'd be like, yeah, I found a kickball with a hole in it. Yeah, that's $70. The guy would like brag about he'd find like a garbage bag full of clothes. He'd be like, this is $600. Yeah. Box full of dirty diapers is $300. Yeah, it's it's a matchbook. That's a $100 bill. So it'd be him and the other Storage Wars people would have to try to rescue Brandy and Jared before the locker blows up. They'd have to deduce which locker they're in. That's how you bring the Storage Wars franchise back. Right? You had some ticking clock in it. make it Hitchcockian. Right? Hitchcock, the master of suspense. Frenzy. Torn curtain. And all the rest. You know, Hitchcock. Frenzy, torn curtain, all the rest. The Trouble with Harry. I like the major works from Hitchcock. The Trouble with Harry. Topaz. I don't want to hear this clown call back. This is the San Francisco clown. You missed your run. You got your own show, bro. Corey Sklar. He's a good guy, Corey Sklar. You're all right, bro. But you're off the show tonight. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
To whom am I speaking?
Sorry, it's another Corey, but I'm from Long Island.
Another Corey?
Sorry.
What's up, other Corey?
It's
like the two Coreys all over again. Right?
Yeah.
You don't like that, do you?
No, I do, I do.
Which Corey do you relate to more from those, Hart, Haim, or Feldman?
I like the one that was in Stand By Me, but that's about it. Cause the other
Feldman!
Well, he was alright, I guess. Not a huge fan. I'm a little too young for their popular times.
Look. Those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it. Might I say you pick up a book once in a while and learn about American history?
I'm reading a book, but I don't think you'd like it right now. It's one of the shows you're not too big on.
Wait, what are you reading?
I'm reading a Game of Thrones book right now.
A book? What do you mean a Game of Thrones book? What's that?
You know, with the one with the ring, and they walk to drop it off in a volcano?
Yeah, that's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's so similar, you know?
You're reading Lord of the Rings.
It says Game of Thrones, but it feels like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it sure does. It's like, do you know that dude, George R.R. Martin, who did the Lord of the Rings? He's from Bayonne.
Railroad Martin, right?
George Railroad Martin, because he always wears his little choo-choo hat, right?
Yeah.
Now that he's got money, does he just buy, like, does he just call the choo-choo hat store and buy, like, 100 choo-choo hats at once? Right?
I wonder if he did a choo-choo hat collaboration with the train conductors.
Yeah. I think that choo-choo hat might be a little tight on his head. He's having a hard, he's got writer's block. He might want to loosen one of those choo-choo hats.
Well, I just wanted to call about an interaction I had with Mike Francesa. I wanted to call a few months ago, but I started a new job, so I couldn't really call.
My friend, I'm going to just say this. Clear the decks. I want to hear this story. You had an interaction with Mike Francesa. What happened? Please.
So it was a Sunday when he was doing his football Sunday
at
Mulcahy's Bar.
Okay.
And I was in the area at the time, leaving a friend's house, and I decided to go over and thinking, you know, he's got a big following with, now I'm a big Francesa fan, I do like him, but thinking he would have a huge sellout, he really didn't. There was like three people there at the time I got there, and I was pretty surprised.
Wait, how many people were there?
There wasn't a lot. I'll
three?
I was just giving. It was a little. By the time I got there, it was about maybe seven altogether. It was a bar at 9:30 in the morning.
And how long
Sunday,
ago is this? How long ago?
This was in mid-January.
Look, I could draw more than seven people. If I went to masses at 9:30 on a Sunday, I'd have more people there than seven, right, Mike? Oh, that's nice. Mike said more people would show up if I said I wasn't going to be there. Hurtful.
One of the people there was.
Enjoy those cheese crisps, buddy. Don't worry. I bought them. I carried them. I'm probably gone already. Probably got a ring of cheese crisp around his mouth, right? So you get there.
six, between three and seven people total.
And one of the people was his personal driver, Julio.
Okay. Is that like a character on his shows? Like people know, like...
Well, people ask about him sometimes, but they know, he, if you ask Mike, he'll tell you that he knows about Julio, the driver,
mm-hmm.
who drives him around everywhere.
They got Julio. Julio's driving me around. Hey, Julio, what do you think of Jeter? You think Mantle or Jeter? Which do you think is better? Jeter or Mantle? You can't do that. I mean, Carmelo Anthony shoots 23 shots a game. You can't shoot 23 shots a game. I mean, he plays in the thing. You can't shoot 23 shots a game.
Says the same thing three times. You think he's a character from the Goodfellas, right?
He says,
Mikey says, six times.
He says, okay, a lot.
We were having a great time. We were really taking over New York. We had Johnny. There was Mikey six times, who always said things six times.
You can't shoot 23 shots a game. You can't shoot 23 shots a game. You can't shoot...
So, go ahead.
So, he was wearing, he was very loud. He was wearing sweatpants, too, which I thought was...
So he's wearing sweatpants to a public appearance.
Sunday casual, I guess, for him.
I wouldn't wear sweatpants if I was on the runway at a sweatpants modeling show. I'd find a way not to wear sweatpants in public.
They were the old tight bottom ones, too.
No, see, now you're being dramatic. Now you're gilding the lily here.
No, they were loose bottoms.
Yeah, yes, you were trying to really hang him out to dry. Now I'm a little suspicious of you.
No, I have a picture and everything. So
of his sweatpants?
No, meeting him that day.
Okay, so you get there. He's doing his football pregame show.
Yeah,
which is literally the most boring thing you could imagine. It's a guy going,
I think the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals really, they're not good. Bengals can't cover this.
So boring. What? Who's calling in a bet that early? Dude, you didn't get your bets in yet? So you get there. Six
get
people
there,
are
yeah.
there, tops, including
yeah.
his driver.
Yes, Julio.
Yeah, you said that. So what do you do then, Corey?
I take a seat and just listen. And it goes to 11. I had a Diet Cola.
Honor of him? Because he drinks Diet Coke.
A lot of it, yeah.
I like the idea that you said Diet Cola, that you're not a, you're not on the payroll.
I don't get checks from them.
So
as far as
you're concerned, it's Diet Cola.
Yes, sir.
I respect that. Keep going.
So I'm sitting there, and it's around 11 o'clock. And there's like, I think it was Julio at the time. He's like, because, you know, the whole crowd wanted to bum rush the stage to try to get a picture with him, the total of five people.
What's
there.
That like when people just want ironic pictures of you for things? You know what I mean? Like, oh, I want a picture with this guy. It'll be hilarious. Because nobody actually likes him.
He's gotten better over the years. He's a little less grumpy, but he still is grumpy a lot.
Yeah. So go ahead. Well, so you get up there, and what do you say?
Julio's like, you got to wait a second. He's talking to a guy, and then I'll let you take a picture.
Yeah.
So I wait, and I ask the guy next to me, I was like, can you take the picture for me? And he says, sure. I go up to him. I'm a Cowboy fan, and the first thing he does is start mentioning my team. Like,
you're wearing a jersey? What are you wearing, a Romo jersey?
No, it was a T-shirt at the time.
Okay.
And he just comments on the Cowboys. He's like, not too good this year, huh? And he takes a picture, and then that was about it.
Hold on a minute. That's the story you've been waiting since January to tell me about?
I just thought the fact that it's a crowd of people was so underwhelming that it was worth mentioning.
This makes the Dudio Slaw Dog story seem like...
It seemed like Indiana Jones.
So that was built up and all for naught. It was funny
all
being
that
it was the coach.
Get off my phone. Who's good here, Mike? Two? Is anybody calling to do impressions? The next two, I'm not going to take those. Best show. I'm not taking them until I declare the contest is underway. Best show.
Is this Tom?
Yes, it is. To whom am I speaking?
This is John in Somerville, Mass.
John from what?
Somerville, Mass. Like
Somerville, Mass, the Basketball Hall of Fame. Right in your backyard. How's that feel? What do you go over and check out the Rick Barry underhand free throw statue?
I wish. I am celebrating the Sixers getting their first overall pick tonight.
Yeah, they won't squander that either. What a trade. Yeah. They should be run out of the NBA, the Sixers.
I didn't call them my Sixers. Bums. I wanted
group
to,
of
but...
bums. They get this team. For people who don't know basketball, and I don't know if you don't know the NBA, I don't know why. I'm telling you, if you could root for one sport, it's basketball. It's the professional basketball. It's the greatest. Thrills, spills. Thing. What's that?
Basketball is awesome. It's wonderful.
Yeah. That's what I was just saying.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's all right. But there's this team, the Philadelphia 76ers, who have been good in spurts through over the years. They've had runs of being legitimately great and fun. And Allen Iverson is one of my favorite players, and he was so exciting. But now this team, it's just all they do is they just keep they get these like young players. It's just a team with these young guys on it, and no one knows how to do anything, and they just stink worse each year. And they just keep getting worse and worse. They should be bounced from the league if they can't get good at some point. They drafted this guy who had, like, literally was, like, telling everybody, I'm super injured, everyone. This guy, Joel Embiid, he was physically unfit to play. And then they're just like, we want him. And he's like, guys, I've got a lot of medical problems. Don't worry, we'll pay you. He's like, look, I get uncomfortable driving. It hurts my back to get in a car. With the first pick, the Philadelphia 76ers select. Was it Joseph Embiid or
Joel.
Joel.
It's like Joel.
Joel Embiid, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got so go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean,
so tonight they win the NBA draft. They get the first pick of all the players. They get the first pick, and they're going to just mess it up somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of like hoping that we would get the second pick just because there's like two great players, and that way, like, we wouldn't be like responsible for picking the wrong dude.
Hey,
like picking Kwame Brown or something.
Hey, buddy, what's your name again?
John.
John. The Basketball Hall of Fame isn't in, it's not in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's in Springfield,
you
Mass.
You fibber. Why don't you challenge me on that? Why don't you correct me?
I'm sorry.
I'm so, I gotta say this. I'm on edge. If I'm being aggressive, I apologize. For an hour, people are about to start making fun of me.
Doing impressions of me. I think that some people are gonna call in and like do like De Niro's or Walkins or something.
So what were you calling about, Chief?
Well, I was going to actually tell you about a dream I had with you. It was kind of related to Shark Wings Arc.
A dream that I was in?
Yeah, it's nothing weird.
Go ahead.
Other than it's the fact that I dreamt about a radio host.
Go ahead.
So this was a couple weeks ago, but I'm originally from South Jersey. Mm-hmm. And like, I dreamt that you were driving me, Vince Staples, the rapper, and Nick Young, a.k.a. Swaggy T.
So you had a dream involving me and Nick Young, the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers, Nick Young, who has been engaged to Iggy Azalea, people might know him best as, who calls himself Swaggy P.
Mm-hmm.
Which, where's the P come in?
I have no idea.
There's no P in either of his... Nick, his name is Nick, which is still Nicholas. There's still no P in Nicholas. And then Young has no P.
Yeah, so I dreamt that you were driving me, Vince Staples, and Nick Young, a.k.a. Swaggy P, down to the Ocean City Boardwalk because...
and so rapper that. Vince Staples.
Yeah, so Nick Young was in the front seat. You were driving. Me and Vince Staples were in the back seat. And we were driving down to the Ocean City Boardwalk because they were giving out free tattoos. But I was super bummed because I didn't have any shoes, so you weren't going to let me go walk on the boardwalk without shoes to go get free tattoos.
Oh, this is very revealing. Do you know what it means in a dream when you don't have shoes on?
No.
You don't?
No, tell me.
Can you guess?
Does it mean... I have no idea.
Well, it's very interesting. In dream analysis, if you don't have shoes on, it means you're about to get hung up on. So that's generally what that means. Who's good here, Mike? Should we start the contest? Mike's saying I got to start the contest. The thing I've been dreading. Tom Prescience. Now, how I'm going to... I'm going to listen to these people doing impressions of me, and I will weigh in on, I guess I'll talk to you as you do your impressions, or you can talk to me. If you don't want me to talk to you, say you don't want me to talk to you. Oh, God, am I dreading this. Let's listen to the song by the new, we're going to start it off with Spray Paint, brand new world premiere from their new album. Feel the Clamps is the song. And we're going to hear it. Comes out on Goner in 2 weeks, June 3rd. Their tour starts next week. You can get dates over at Goner Records. I think it's goner-records.com. Let's take a listen to this song, the title track from Feel the Clamps, the new album by Spray Paint. Let's check it out. Heavy stuff, man. Spray Paint. Feel the Clamps. Yeah. New album on Goner comes out in 2 weeks. But now, it is time. The moment I have not been waiting for. That's right. It's time for Tom Prescience. Okay. Just start, Mike?
Yeah.
All these are lit up for impressions. Oh, God. The people are going to be doing impressions of me, And let's see how this goes. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Mike from Mountaintop, PA.
Is this the impression? It's not very good.
It kind of is, yeah, because people tell me our voices are similar.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that too.
You sound stupid. No offense. Yeah. I sound smart. You don't. All right.
Well, that's what people say.
Do the impression. I'm going to step aside now. And okay. People can do this. I'll say this. If you want to talk to me, and if you just want to do the impression you want me to shut up, just tell me that. If you want to talk to me, and so you can get cues and things, we'll do that too. You tell me. You guys are in charge. So the floor is all yours. And what's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about sending you the prize. Go ahead, bud. Go ahead.
I just figured the voice. I'll do something. Ooh, bleak.
Best show, welcome.
Hi.
How do you want this to go?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What is your name?
My name's Jared.
Jared. And Where are you calling from, Jared?
I'm calling from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and do you want to just do that? You want me to just shut up, or do you want me to talk to me?
I can talk to you. I don't know. Do you just want me to do an impression of you?
Oh, God.
Sorry. All right, I'll just do it. Can I go?
Go.
Okay. Oh, jeepers, creepers. I'm looking here at these podcasts. These guys, they make six figures a year, and I can't make it on mine. I just barely living in a Maytag box here, looking at these podcasts. They got Carson on Carson. It's these inmates from Carson City. They watch old Johnny Carson episodes. I'm gonna shut it. I'm gonna pack this whole thing up. I'm gonna get out of here. Okay, that was my impression.
All right. Well, thank you, Jared. Look, I'm impressed by the spirit of the writing impressed me on that one. The impression, not so much. What that dude just did was hand the keys to someone else who's going to tighten up their material now. Best show.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Jeremy from New Brunswick, Canada.
Jeremy from New Brunswick, Canada. Go ahead. You got the impression?
Yeah, well, pardon?
Are you going to do an impression?
Yes, I am. Well, you may not remember. I kind of did an impression of you about 5 years ago.
I don't.
Maybe this will refresh your memory. Hoota Funk. Hoota Funk.
Oh, boy. This is bad. This is a bad idea. I don't know if anybody's going to do one. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, to whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Will. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you, Will?
I'm pretty good. I could be better, but I'm pretty good.
Good. You want to do this?
Yeah. Sure.
Go ahead. Floor's all yours.
Do I get to do the thing you do at the beginning?
You do whatever you want. The floor is yours, buddy.
Okay.
That's it?
No. I'm just getting started.
Okay. I'm going to step back.
Come on, Tom. See, you got me a bit nervous now.
Okay, I'm stepping all the way back. I apologize.
All right. All right. So, I'm here in Philadelphia. Look, okay. You know what? I don't want that kind of filth on my show. You know, we run a clean establishment. You know, I don't really think it's needed. Like, you know, it is, you know, Tom, like those times when, like, people swear on the show, you know what I'm talking about?
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, sorry. You know, I'm...
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
That's bad, right?
No, I'm not listening to them before I put them on hold.
Right? No, you shouldn't. Don't listen to them. Best show.
Best show. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tom.
Tom, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Where?
Where? Around Jersey City.
07731?
Close.
Better be careful. Local. Hey, Mike, no more dudes. No more dudes. So what are you calling about tonight?
Well, I wanted to see if you watched the basketball game last night.
What was that, the Clippers?
No, it was the Thunder and the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, they finally got their comeuppance. They finally got it. Let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Okay. Game of Thrones. I'm not a big Game of Thrones fan.
No, you're not interested in Westeros?
No, not. I haven't really checked it out yet.
You didn't see the wizard ride the unicorn to the mountaintop. He flew like an eagle with a hobbit under his arm.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Would I like it?
No. It's trash. Garbage. Nerd stuff. Nerds.
Okay.
Mike, what do you got? What's going on, Mike? This is who you're screening for me tonight? This is what you got for me tonight? Mike, girls on, women only for the rest of the show. No more dudes.
All right, that was fantastic. You're very good. What's your name?
Adam.
Adam, where are you calling from, Adam?
I'm calling from Brooklyn. 12225.
You get a star. You're the first person to get a star next to your name, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. Best show.
Best show. Yeah, who's this, bro?
This is Tom.
What's happening there, Tom?
What's happening? I was just calling the show.
You going to do a Tom impression for me?
Am I going to do one?
Yeah, that's the whole point of this.
This is for me to do an impression. Okay, I'll do one.
Yeah.
Best show.
Okay. Hey, this is Tom.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Tom from New Jersey.
Yeah. What's going on, Tom?
Just taking calls here from these bums here doing impressions of me. It's one of the worst ideas I think I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, what's up with that?
I don't know. What is this? Is this, Dudio, did you make this call? Who decided this?
All right. You capped out, bro. What's your name?
Okay. This is Phil.
Phil, where are you calling from, Phil?
Calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. Thanks, buddy. Best show.
What's up, bro?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, bro.
Wait, what is this? This is... Oh, I don't sound like that.
Oh, I don't sound like that sometimes. but sometimes I sound like, wait a second. What? Who is it? Do I know this guy? Are you an FP?
No. No, I'm not a famous person. Sorry. Why? Why does that matter?
No, it doesn't matter. Yo, man, I'm running out of steam here. Yeah, Can I do a Dudio impression?
Yeah, I would love that.
Hey, this is Jason Gore, a.k.a. Dudio. Saturday, we got Sarsaparilla, the singing gorilla, on the line at the carnival.
I like that. I think I might shift this thing to Dudio impressions. What do you think about that? And you'd win.
Yeah, I give it two more. Maybe you'd some win. Hero will come through.
Dudio just stuck his head in, is giving a thumbs up. He's into it. He wants it to be about him. Can't always be about you, Dudio. Tonight's my night. Can't always be about you, Dudio. He wants to steal the thunder. Why can't they let me have anything, right? Why can't I have anything? They can't let me have anything.
They're trying to take it all.
They are, right? Hold on. Wait.
More info, 96rock.com.
Wait, hold on.
Every day they're going to give away a copy of CSI New York Season 2 on DVD with the man, the myth, the legend, Gary Sinise. So listen for that.
That's Dudio. Yeah. Thanks, bro. You tried. Best show.
Get off my phone!
Is that it? Okay, that's fair. Best show.
Okay, that's fair. Oh, hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey! Oh, hello, Tom. This is Alf from Sydney, Australia. How's your night going?
I'm doing good, Alf. What's up with you?
No, yeah, not much, man. I just thought I'd call and try and do a Tom Pression. I thought I'd give it my best shot. I'm kind of having like an 8 Mile sweaty hand spaghetti moment, but I think I got the juice.
Well, the floor is all yours, Chief.
All right, thank you. All righty. I was yakking to my bud Neil Haggerty about this Deadpool movie, man. Jeepers Creepers, nothing but gray paint. Imagine if this freak was the lead singer of Smash Mouth. It'd be the Merc with the Smash Mouth. And that's the show.
What's your name again?
Al?
Al.
From Sydney?
In Sydney. Al.
All in Australia.
I like that one, Al. What do you think of that one,
Tom?
Mike? Right? Yeah.
Tom, for you, this may be a Tuesday, but you saying that has made this the best day of my life.
Hey, Al.
Yeah?
Best show.
How's that sound out there, Mike? Good? Crisp. I like that. Hi, who's this?
That's very good.
Tom?
Yes, Tom.
Jersey. So I went and saw this Captain America, Civil War. Let me say this. I liked it. It was good. I'll say this, though. Rev Robert Downey Jr., oh, brother.
Uh-huh.
At this point, he's phoning it in more than this point he's like he's phoning it in more than he's phoning it in more than he's Alexander Graham Bell. God love him though. More power to him, right, Mike? You know they should have cast as Iron Man. Jim Florentine. It'd be like, hello, this is I'm Iron Man, and my favorite song is Iron Man by Ozzy and Black Sabbath.
Is this? Who is this?
Hey! I'm talking here. You listen.
Is this Andy Kindler?
No, it's not.
Who is this? What's your name?
My name's Colin. I did slip into a little bit of Andy Kindler, I think.
Where are you calling from, Colin?
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. What did you think of that one, Mike? I thought this guy's really good. Are there people here? They can come sit in here if they want. Shortly? Well, geez, what's this, Mike's, what is Mike controlling the flow here? Was he the he's holding it down. Get headphones over there. Studio. Hey.
Yeah.
Give him headphones.
Huh?
Get him headphones. I know, I'm kidding. Hey, Mike, did you offer him a beverage?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Best show. Hello? Nobody there. Best show.
Hi, Tom. I'd like to do an impersonation of you, please.
Well, to whom am I speaking?
This is Roy.
Roy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manhattan.
From Manhattan.
Yes.
How would you like to do this, Roy? Would you like me to just listen and then or do you want to talk to me?
I'd like to talk to you.
Okay, go ahead. The floor is all yours, Roy.
Okay. Best show, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Roy in Manhattan.
Roy in Manhattan. And what's going on in Manhattan today, bro?
Not a whole lot. I got a wrap over at, Hale and Hardy.
Wow. You decided to forego Panera Bread today?
Well, no, there wasn't one near me, so I went to Hale and Hardy.
Well, Hale and Hardy. Do they still serve a $9 soup at Hale and Hardy?
Did they serve $9 soup? No, the soup wasn't $9. It was okay soup.
Okay. Well, Roy in Manhattan, what's on your mind tonight, champ?
I don't know. I just wanted to see if you watch Veep last night?
Did I watch Veep last night? No, I didn't watch Veep last night.
Okay, well, I just wanted to see. I didn't know. I thought you liked Veep.
Look, I have nothing against it. I like it fine. I mean, if you enjoy that, if that's your thing, then more power to you. But I was busy.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching, I was catching up on Vinyl. You watch Vinyl, Roy?
I watched like 4 episodes of it, then I'm behind on it.
Okay, well, you really should stay behind on it. By the way, could they make cocaine a little bit more cartoony on Vinyl? Like, it's people doing these drugs, and it's like their heads fly back, like they're about to, like their heads are about to roll off their bodies. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Roy.
Yes.
Where are you again?
I'm in Manhattan.
Manhattan. That's right. That was very good, Roy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Tom.
All right. You have a great night.
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
It's not as hurtful as I thought it would be. Yet, I know there's somebody who's just going to turn this into a chance to just let me have it under the guise of an impression. Best show.
Best show.
Yes. Hi.
Best show. Mm-hmm. Hi.
To whom
am I speaking?
This is Keith.
Keith? Keith, where are you calling from tonight, Keith?
Silver Spring, Maryland.
And how are things going in Silver Spring?
Pretty good. I went and got a sandwich at Aubon Pan today.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Hey, hold on a second. What is it with these calls that I'm getting tonight? This guy is trying to tell me that Jerry Garcia is a better guitar player than Tom Verlaine. I mean, are you kidding? What is this? This guy has never heard television live at Rosalind's Place, June 28th, 1978. Okay. Have you heard this show?
I know that there was a 2LP reissue of it. Not reissue, because it didn't come out originally, but they put it out on vinyl. I know that.
The 18-minute Little Johnny Jewel on this recording, 1 minute of that is better than everything that Jerry Garcia played in his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Garcia better than Tom. Jeepers creepers.
Okay.
And then, you know, this other guy is calling in telling me about how Jimmy Pardo is, has video, like 6 video cameras that's for his podcast. You know, he's been podcasting since 2001. I've been doing this. I was a broadcaster. You know, what does this guy know about broadcasting?
Actually true. Go ahead.
I lost it.
That was really great. What is your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike,
I'm calling from Minneapolis.
You hit some certain things there, Mike. I'm going to say that definitely resonated with me.
Well, that makes me proud. Thank you.
Great job. Best show.
Hey.
Hey.
Is this Tom?
What do you think? Is this really what you bring to the table to try to win a
contest? No. I'm just getting started. Oh, boy. Okay. Stand back. I need to do this. Just a second.
Am I getting your voice right? Because this is how I think you sound. You sound like a boy going through puberty. Your voiceovers are so bad that I have to go. Your throwaway clips are examples of what not to do when you're voice acting.
Okay. That's actually what my voice sounds like to you?
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's rougher than I would have thought.
No, it's okay. Maybe I'm just over-exaggerating, but I really doubt it.
All right.
Why'd you call tonight?
All right, this is over. You made your point. Best show.
Hey, is this me?
It is you.
Okay. Let me just clear my throat.
Okay, what's your name? What's your name?
This is Ben from London, Ontario, Canada.
Ben from London, Ontario. Okay. Go ahead, Ben.
Okay. Hey, best show. Who's calling?
This is Ron.
This is Lom. Lom, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. I'm good, Lom. You know, these you know, Golden State Warriors, this Steph Curry kid, I don't know about him.
I wouldn't call him a kid, first of all. You're out. I got to start tightening up here. I don't talk to people like kid. Sorry, bro. I hung up on you. Jumped the gun. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
My name is Liz. I'm calling from Chicago.
Liz, I'm going to step aside. Do I step aside or do you want to talk to me? How do you want to do this?
I was hoping you could explain what you're looking for. What do you think? What is the object? What are you looking for?
Just an impersonation. I figured.
And,
I get what you're doing.
Yeah. Tell me more. I want to hear.
I was doing this thing, I would try to get people to call up and do the best impression of me, and I thought it would be fun to have people do things, and then I figured we could open the phones, and then people would talk and do different calls, and we'd see how it came out with the calls, and if the best ones would come through if people were listening live, and then it could turn into a whole thing, and we'd determine who the best one was, and then they would be the winner of the contest.
So how's it going?
Yeah, it's going all right. She hung up. That was well played. Well played. Wait, so that's what that feels like? That's a terrible feeling. But the only thing is these dimwits don't know I'm doing it to them. That's the only reason that bad company thing is so funny to me. They can't hear it. Wait, was I not supposed to say that on the air? Best show.
Oh, best show. That was A Giant Dog. The song Sleep When Dead from the album Pile. Merge Records. I've been there since day one, people. Merge Records. Before that, we heard Wedding Singer by Modern Baseball. We got a good show tonight here, people. Got a good show here tonight. Fired up. Just watched Mike. How you doing, Mike? Is the Coors cold? Are your snacks good? I want to make sure the Coors is nice and cold, Mike. Who's good here, Mike? My idea good or your idea good? Best show, you're on the air.
Hello.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Jeff.
All right, Jeff, where are you calling from?
Calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The Fighting Fifth.
I'm not Stephen Colbert. You're out of here. That was a transcript. You're reading a transcript. It's called an impression. It's not called who can write the best version of what we do on the show. Hey, Mike, how do you feel about this so far? Should I be hurt by any of this? Yeah, I didn't think so either. Nobody's hurt me yet. I'll take it. Best show. Best show.
Hey, this is Casey from Long Island. I'm just going to do this solo.
All right.
Hey, Mike, who's good here? Line two. Best show. Is this Tom? Yeah, what's up, Chief? Can you go ahead and turn down that radio? Yeah, this is Ryan from Huntington. Ryan from Huntington. What can I do for you, brah? Well, a few weeks ago, I heard you talking about the Rolling Stones, and you were talking some snack about Sticky Fingers, and personally, that's my favorite record. Hey, Mike, no more dudes. I can't take it, especially these classic rock chums. People out there wonder why I hate all these dudes, and here I am selling my books when I should be selling Rolling Stones records to chumps like these. Mick has so much charisma. Have you seen all of his dance moves? Keith has so much attitude. The Rolling Stones are the greatest band of all time. Yeah, maybe if you listen to Q104.3. Oh, yeah, these bozos know a lot about rock and roll flying around the world in a private jet. You know what? They're probably writing a record right now about a juice cleanse. These Rolling Stones are a bunch of bozos. Sorry, Tom. One last question. Would you rather listen to Sticky Fingers or eat an Angriest Whopper? Are you kidding me? That's like the difference between shingles and rickets. I'd rather go to the Gathering of the Juggalos with Phil Jackson. Get off my phone. Hey, Mike, no more dudes. I'm done with these clowns. I'm done. Sorry, Tom. I love sticky fingers, too. Is it now a bad time to ask if you found those cheese crisps? Oh, brother. Okay, I'm done with you, too. Bring Strong Dog out here and take over. That's it.
What's your name?
This is Casey from Long Island.
Casey from Long Island?
Yeah.
Well, Casey, that was a very admirable performance. You should consider putting yourself up if Jesse Tyler Ferguson needs an understudy for that one-man show he's doing right now. Best show. Best show!
Hey, I want to talk to Tom.
This is Tom.
Who's this?
This is Jared calling.
Yeah. It's okay to be nervous.
Well, I'm a little
nervous. What do you got going on tonight?
Well, nothing. I just went to work.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Wait, what's going on in Brooklyn?
Not a whole lot. I worked and then had a couple.
What do? You Joe Lunch Pail? Out there with the Anna Mules.
No, I work in an office.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, your boss. You want to give him the business, right?
He's all right. My boss is all right.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work at Vulture.
Wait, what did you say your name was?
Jared.
Jared, do I know this Jared?
No, that's a different Jared.
Oh, okay.
You might be thinking of.
So Vulture, what do you do there?
I edit the comment section.
Oh, brother. Yeah, that's got to be rough.
It's all right. I mean, I make sure people don't
What's the worst you see there?
Well, sometimes people say mean things about some of our writers.
Uh-huh.
Like they're...
Like who?
Like they'll just say that. I'm not going to name anyone's
name. No, you don't want to name names, no.
No, but they'll say that they're hacky or talentless and they're just writing about things that aren't actually news. And turning things into clickbait,
how do you relieve stress then? In Brooklyn, you go. Where in Brooklyn?
I do wall climbing. I do climbing and kettlebells.
Okay, are you in the college campus portion of Brooklyn?
No, I'm
what
in
neighborhood.
I'm in Greenpoint.
Okay. Academy Records.
What's that?
So you got this job. You sit at a computer. You mash buttons all day. You listen to creeps saying mean things. Yeah, you relieve your stress. You bang these kettlebells together. So what are you calling about?
You don't bang the kettlebells together. Actually, you just lift them.
Look, I'm not a gym warrior. Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you done?
Yeah.
What's your name?
This is Brett.
What?
This is Brett.
Brett, where are you calling from, Brett?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Do I know this, Brett? Not to use the phrase
do.
You. Wait, is this... I know this, Brett. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Brett Davis? It's okay if it is. That was a great impression.
Well studied.
Brett, that was heartwarming that you would do an impression. You, of all people. That made my night. Thanks, buddy. You know, that's Brett who took over Chris Gethard's show. The time, he didn't take over the show, he took over the time slot. Best show. Hey. Hey, numbskull.
What the fuck?
Oh, there we go. That's charming. You hear that, Mike? That's one of your people. Right? Your sewer people. Right? You and your chud army. Right? Your army of chuds. Right? Chud wannabe. You're not even chuds. You're chud wannabes. I want to say this. I'm going to take a sidebar. This stolen valor thing that Mike is doing now, I found out it's worse than I even thought. He's cashing checks from a guy who died in the Spanish-American War. He's saying he's still alive. He's pretending to be a soldier from 180 years ago. And Mike is going to record a record about, like, one of those, like, Sergeant Barry Sadler records about, like just him talking over, like, a drum beat. But him talking about, like, fighting and heroism. Sergeant Barry Sadler. What was it like when they told that dude, like, yeah, no one wants you making records anymore? Like, Ballad of the Green Berets. He had one record, I think, after that. Was he just like, I could do psychedelic stuff. Let me try. What if I cover Cream? Best show.
Oh, hey, hello.
Hello, to whom am I speaking?
My name is Bennett Elliott. Yeah.
Okay, Bennett, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
All right, now do you want to do this impression now?
Of course.
Okay, am I just going to step aside and let you do it, or do you want to talk to me?
Well, first, I'd like to ask you a question. Is that all right?
Sure, I'll allow it.
All right. What do you do with that $5 paycheck that you get from Rebecca Sugar?
All right, I'm not going to talk about my... What do I do with the $5? Wait, they have $5 paychecks over there too? Mine aren't for five. Two of mine add up to five. I got to talk to Rebecca Sugar about this. I want these $5 paychecks. What a cheap shot. Another weird Steven Universe fan. You guys got to tighten it up, weirdos. Can't wait to check the Reddit on that one now. I called you weirdos. Oh, look, I love all that. I'm responding to one weirdo. The rest of you aren't weirdos. I'm sorry, everybody. Probably now they're going to kill the guy I do on the show off now. He's going to get run over by a truck. Best show.
Best show.
To whom am I speaking?
Hey, this is Tom. Who is this?
This is Garrett.
Garrett, where are you from, Garrett?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. What's going on in Los Angeles tonight?
Not a whole lot. I was driving around and just listening to the show.
Yeah. Just listening to the show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me, Garrett. What's your name? Gareth? Gareth? What's your name?
Garrett.
Garrett.
No, not Garrett. It's not Gareth. It's Garrett.
Gareth. Okay, Gareth. Okay, Gareth. Okay. So, in Los Angeles, what neighborhood do you stay in Los Angeles? Are you in Silver Lake?
Actually, I live downtown.
Downtown? And tell me, are you into the Mission Burrito downtown?
I've been there. I like that place.
What's your favorite burrito to get?
Probably a bean and cheese.
Bean and cheese. Oh, so you're a vegetarian.
No, I eat some meat.
Some meat. Okay. That's cool. I like that, Gareth. You're open minded. So, well, what do you want to talk about tonight, Gareth?
I wanted to ask if you had seen the new Captain America movie and what you thought of it.
New Captain America. Ooh. Well, Captain America. I gotta tell you, it's not a. Not a lot going on with all these comic book movies. I mean, I like comic books, but God, come on. Really? How many were you going to come out with this year? Really? And Kevin Smith, Fat Man on Batman, he's talking about that now. Well, what did you think of it, caller?
Sorry? I liked it. I thought it was fun.
You thought it was fun.
Yeah.
What was so fun about it?
Well, Iron Man fought with Captain America in it.
Oh, what a surprise. What tipped you off to that? Was it possibly the 10 million trailers we saw before it came out?
Well, I didn't mean it was a surprise, but it was my favorite part of the movie.
Okay, I got that. Okay, Gareth, you know, you're making a lot of sense here. I mean, I'll let that slide. Okay. So, what else is going on tonight in downtown Los Angeles, Gareth? Any music you're into lately?
All right, that was good. What's your name?
Marcel.
Marcel, and where are you calling from? You're clearly calling from Los Angeles.
No, actually, Orlando.
From Orlando?
Yeah.
All right, Marcel, I gotta say, that's really good.
Cool. Great night. I did my best.
You know what the most exhausting part of this is, Mike? It's doing these callers. It's exhausting. Jesus, spare me, Jesus, please, take me. I'm ready to go. I've seen enough, right? I've seen enough, the things I've seen. Like Blade Runner. Why am I giving people material for this? Best show.
I don't want to do the show.
Why did that prison hang up? They might have won the whole thing. That might be in the lead right now. Because it boiled it all down to two sentences. Wah, I don't want to do the show. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Jay calling from Tokyo.
Jay from Tokyo. Wow.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jay.
I had to call in for some Tom Prescience, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so here we go. Hi, who's this?
This is Albert.
Albert. Okay, Albert, where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from? Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Great. You ever get down to the Black Cat?
I've been to the Black Cat before.
Yeah, you ever run into David Grohl?
No, I've never seen him at the Black Cat.
Never seen him. Well. What's going on in D.C. tonight?
It's a nice night.
Great. Well, you You going to go see any other shows around there?
I don't know what else is coming up. All right, did we run out of gas here?
You know, I feel for you, Tom, actually.
I appreciate the try. What was your name?
My name's Jay.
Of course, Jay in Tokyo. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah.
You have a
Thanks,
great
Tom.
Night. Bye.
Good night.
Best show.
I'm loving the show tonight. My God. These imitations are killing me.
Yeah, it's nuts, right?
They're really good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
These people have your number, Tom.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's really impressive, yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Could I take a turn?
Yeah, by all means.
All right. Do you mind if I just kind of like rattle off a few off the top of my head?
Sure, sure. The floor is all yours.
All right, thanks. Here we go. I was at Quiznos the other day, and this guy wearing a Billy Joel t-shirt was devouring a lobster and seafood sub. It was incredibly disturbing, but I couldn't take my eyes off him. It was like watching Mike tear into that 12-pack of Coors Light I got him for Christmas. Buddy Hackett looked like a sheet of melted Pepperidge Farm dinner rolls had been poured onto Don Rickles' face and then cooled with an industrial fan. I don't know what's going on with my left elbow. It got really hot all of a sudden, and when I started scratching, it got even hotter. Is that a sign of diabetes? Ew, boy. Tonight's show is tanking harder than Jarvis Crittenden's jump shot. So I'm supposed to do this interview with this writer from Sidesplitter.com at Papa John's in Paramus? See, he thought it would be a funny setting for it, but I couldn't find the Papa John's, right? So I see this garbage man on the street, and I ask him if he knows where the Papa John's is. But I had to say, it's for this interview I'm doing. I'm not actually going to eat there. Why do I have to say that? What do you think?
Pretty good,
right?
Well, can you say, you said one in the middle there. Would you mind repeating the one you did in the middle?
Oh, yeah, sure. Buddy Hackett looked like a sheet of melted Pepperidge Farm dinner rolls had been poured on the Don Rickles' face and then cooled with an industrial fan.
That's not the one I was talking about.
Oh, okay. It was, ew, boy. Tonight's show's tanking harder than Jarvis Crittenden's jump shot.
It wasn't that one.
I don't know what's going on. My left elbow, it got really hot all of a sudden, and when I started scratching it, it got hotter.
Yeah, that's the
one. Is that diabetes?
That's the one.
That's a funny one, right?
Yeah, can I ask, this isn't Dr. Feckler, is it?
Check out the big brain on Tom. You get that? It's from Reservoir Dogs.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's not exactly from Reservoir. It's from Pulp Fiction.
No, it ain't. It's from Reservoir Dogs.
No, it's not from Reservoir Dogs. But that doesn't matter for what we're talking about right now. You know, kind of what I would like to focus on, Dr. Feckler, is that you just talked about You know, you can't reveal things. You're a doctor. You're my doctor. And you can't publicly reveal things about patients like that.
Why?
Like, it's against the Hippocratic Oath.
Oh, no. The oath dissolves when you retire, which I did last week.
Wait, you retired?
I did, yeah.
I have an appointment with you on Friday afternoon.
Oh, is that regarding your flagrant gout?
Again, you can't say those things on the air.
Well, Tom, the oath has been dissolved, and I'm here to speak truth to power now.
Well, I have no idea what truth. What does that even mean?
It's just a term I've been seeing lately. Yeah, it's about all. I think people who are badasses, they speak truth to power also. But I can't tell who's a badass, and I can't tell who's killing it or crushing it. It's hard to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta say, this is so odd that you're doing this, Dr. Feckler, because I had the same issue with my psychiatrist a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You and those wacky packages. Oh, my God. Very sick stuff. Very sick.
Yeah, well, it's not sick.
It's pretty sick. Yeah, we all talk about it.
Who's, you all talk about what?
You know, your stuff. Yeah. Yeah, we write little things in the margins of your chart.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Weird, wild stuff. Yeah, and it even says, like, in a little balloon off the side, it said, in Carson voice.
So you write the things and then qualify who the voice is.
Exactly, yes.
Of the thing.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, we got to keep it lively.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I wouldn't know. I'd rather you focus on keeping it private than lively, but, you know, that's your prerogative, I guess, to keep it.
That's a song, My Prerogative. Who was that? I remember some kids blasting that one day.
You remember kids blasting My Prerogative?
Yes. Who was that?
Bobby Brown.
Didn't Al Yankovic do a takeoff on that called My Pierogi?
I don't know if Weird Al did a My Prerogative parody.
Can you pitch it to him?
Can I pitch it to him? I don't think he takes pitches. I'm sure he gets people all the time who think they've figured out a good song for him to parody.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get that to him. I have a lot of time to do it now since I'm retired. I'm having a blast.
Oh, you're enjoying being retired?
Well, I can finally go to movies now. I'm not on call. All these idiots, like, paging me at midnight, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did it a few times.
Yeah, these idiots. You mean
I
your patients?
I had that rash down there.
Yeah, again, please.
What did you put down there? I still mow that. What did he do down there?
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm getting to see movies now.
So, like, what are you seeing?
I saw this thing called Keanu.
Keanu, that's the Key and Peele movie.
Yes, I'd never heard of them, but I loved it.
You love the movie?
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, no.
It crosses a lot of, it covers a lot of bases.
Okay.
It's got funny stuff. It's pretty absurd, but it's got some good action stuff, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like car chases and stuff
car
like that?
Car chases, yeah, explosions, all kinds of things.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm catching up on TV, too.
Uh-huh. Like, what else are you seeing on TV that you've missed?
Oh, I love Veep.
Uh-huh.
I love Silicon Valley.
Okay.
I love Faces of Death, the series.
Uh-huh. Wait, there's a Faces of Death series?
Oh, yes, yeah.
I had no idea. Is it like it's not a scripted thing, though.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
Wait, it's an actual narrative story?
It is, yes, yeah, yeah.
How?
It's on FFX.
What is it on?
Flagrant FX.
Oh, so FX.
Yes.
Has a new channel?
They do, yeah. It's an offshoot.
And when it's FFX, so it's a more aggressive FX?
Very hardcore, yeah. Yeah, it's some sick stuff.
Well, it sounds sick.
It's real sick. Mm. Hey, question for you.
Yeah?
You know a lot of musicians, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know musicians.
You got connections?
Some. Why?
Well, look, I never told you this, but I took up the drums a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that. I mean, no offense if I sound surprised, but you just never seemed like the,
a cool guy?
Well.
Is that what you're getting at?
It just didn't seem like the type, you know?
If you define cool by the way a drummer dresses, then you need to have a serious word with Anton Fear or Steve Shelley, okay? I mean, we can't all be Herman Rarebell or Fabrizio Moretti, right?
Uh-huh. Wow, you have some pretty deep drum references there.
Oh, I know a lot of the drummers, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Keith Moon, I know Ringo Starr, I know else?
Your references has got a lot less
a
lot less obscure.
Ooh. Well, there are two I know.
Yeah. So you know Herman Rarebell from the Scorpions.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And Fabrizio from the Strokes.
Yes, yeah.
And Anton Fear, you said?
Yeah, that's a three.
From what, Golden Palominos?
Oh, the Feelies, you know, on that cover of that first record. He's very, very not rockin' looking.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. From Crazy Rhythms.
I also know Simon Wright. He was in AC/DC.
Okay, so you've got, it's a pretty limited pool there of drummers.
Right. Well.
Well, I don't know what to tell you there, Doc. I mean, I never just thought of you as the musical type.
Well, that's okay. But here's why I ask.
Mm-hmm.
I read in R. Stone today that the Misfits are reforming for the first time in over 30 years.
It's true, yeah.
And they haven't announced a drummer yet.
Okay.
My immediate thought was they would go with rock's only drummer, Dave Grohl. But now I'm wondering if maybe they're going to go with Todd Swalla, who was, of course, the last drummer to play with them on their final show in Detroit.
Who is that now?
Todd Swalla.
Todd Swalla.
Todd Swalla. He was in the Necros. They were the support band that night.
Okay.
That's five drummers I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he took over.
He did, because the original drummer bailed where he was too drunk to play.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a one-off for him. But look, anyway, I'd love for you to get my name out to them.
Out to the Misfits.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
To consider my retired doctor as their drummer for their reunion shows.
I know it looks slightly weird on paper.
Yeah, slightly weird.
Slightly, but I can do this. I really think I can, all right? And check it out. I've got the mid-tempo stuff down, like Astro Zombies.
Yeah.
Check it out. So I kind of got that, and I got Last Caress. I can do that one. I got something to say. I made love to your mother today, and it doesn't mean that much to me as long as she made love to me back. Sweet lovely dance, I'm waiting for your breath. So I got that, but look, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah?
The fast dump is not as easy as you'd think it would be, especially for like a 70-year-old.
Yeah, I would think maybe a 70-year-old would have a hard time holding it down on some of those drum
parts. Yeah, I'm having a hard time, especially on Green Hell or We Bite. You know, it's tough. It's like a... Ah! Oh, my God!
Hey, what happened? Ah! What happened?
Oh!
What happened?
Oh, my God!
What?
My right arm fell off.
Your right arm fell off?
Yes, it's hanging on by a piece of cartilage.
Dr. Feckler, are you... Off.
Yeah. You have to call the hospital for me. And you gotta call Newbridge Presbyterian, not Newbridge Episcopalian, okay?
What's the difference?
Presbyterian has a much better severed arm unit.
Okay.
And I've only banged a couple of the nurses there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm pretty much persona all gratin with the entire nursing staff at Episcopalian.
Okay, all right.
Hey, I can't help it if my pan thermometer has a life of its own, right?
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, it likes to take a lot of temperatures in the bathing suit area of those ladies. What?
Gross.
Oh, my God, it's really spurting that marrow and stuff out. Come on, chop chop, you little turd.
I'm not. Hello? Wow. That does not bode well for my doctor. His arm fell off. Well, you gotta make bone. No. I'm gonna play some music and then we'll pick up the contest. Keep that going. And, Best Show's coming back in a couple minutes. If you're, got your impression, all the lines are full right now, but call back. Keep trying. We'll see who does the best Tom Preston. I know a caller made fun of me for playing this array, so it makes me feel a little stupid. But I'm going to play something by A Giant Dog. Why? Because it's good. Twice, though. A Giant Dog. Album's called Pile. It's on Merge. Creep. It's good stuff, man. Who, Mike, who do you think's in the lead with these, anybody jump out at you? Brett, I'm not giving it to Brett. Mike wants me to give it to the guy who he does things with. Which one was the Kindler guy again? Roy? No, that was Colin in Brooklyn, right? Colin in Brooklyn, Roy in Manhattan, and Mike in... Was it? Which one was the Kindler guy? Jeez, I got to make notes here. I got to make better notes. Colin, okay. Best show.
Yeah, hey, Tom, it's Mr. T.
It's Mr. T, okay.
Yeah, I'm calling up with Tom Pressions.
Yeah, okay. Best show. And that guy was on hold for 40 minutes. What a life, right? What a life. Best show, go ahead.
Best show, to whom am I speaking?
This is Tom.
How's it going tonight, Tom?
It's going all right.
What are you up to tonight, Tom?
Just listen to the radio.
Yeah, driving around in your car, listening to the radio, seeing the sights.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm getting a vibe. Getting a vibe. I just want to be straight with you.
A vibe? What kind of vibe?
Seems like you might have some kind of a work suit in your trunk. Am I right?
Sorry, what?
Seems like you might have some kind of a work suit, like a denim work suit in your trunk.
A denim work suit in my trunk.
Yeah, the trunk of your car.
I
maybe
don't...
a ladder.
A ladder?
Yeah, for climbing up the sides of houses. That vibe I'm talking about. I mean, you strike me as a peeper, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to be mean.
No, you're not. It's not going anywhere. Sorry, buddy. The bad phone. First of all, bad phone connection. You know you're just going to rub me the wrong way with that. Best show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who? To whom am I speaking?
Holden's here. Holden.
Holden. How are you, Holden? You're
good.
Seven. You're seven, right?
Actually, I'm 6 3/4.
6 3/4. You're getting younger? What is this, like a Benjamin Button kind of thing? You're getting younger? Hey, man, let me ask you, before you start with this impression, I don't like David Fincher. I just don't. I mean, there's a point you just got to admit it. I don't like Seven. I don't like Fight Club. I love Zodiac. Do you think Zodiac is just because it's the subject matter, or is that his one good movie? You know what I mean? You ever think about that?
I believe I would if I see it. I'm a kid.
You're a kid. I mean, look, I didn't even watch that dragon tattoo thing. Did you see that one?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Think I did.
Well, Holden, are you calling to do an impression?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Ben Bro's talking now.
That's a pretty fair impression when I yelled at you a few weeks ago. I got to say, Holden, this is what I'm going to say to you. Firstly, you're not going to win the contest. I'm sorry. But this is what I'm going to do. I hung up on you. I feel bad about it. Have your dad. Do you call him dad still? And I want to say this, Holden. I had talked to you about the Avengers, how they would never, ever fight. You called it. They got a civil war going, these guys. They were punching each other in the face. The one dude's got a, the one guy's got a shield he throws all over the place.
Captain America?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he throws that thing and it bounces back. So, this is what I'm going to say. Have your dad email me. I'm going to PayPal you $11 because I hung up on you. How's that sound?
Dad, email him. He's going to pay.
$11.
Okay, I think I'm going to need that.
All right, buddy. What are you going to do with the money?
I think I'm going to keep it because you gave it to me. That's an honor.
It's an
I'm
honor.
I'm a special listener myself.
Well, you're a sweet kid.
I used to be all before right. I started calling.
Mm-hmm.
I still am, in fact.
Well, good.
I'm listening to call.
Well, I appreciate it. Look, Sonny, I'll send you that money and you'll do a little jig when you get it, right?
Yes.
All right. Have a great night. Mike, did you say you had an impression of me? Do you want to come in here and do it? I want to hear this. Hold on, let me put the mic on before you start doing it into the thing and it's not. Oh, you're sitting down. Yeah, he's going. Hold on, let's make sure the mic works.
Testing.
Hold on, Say it again.
Testing.
That's the wrong mic. Say it again.
Testing.
Say it again.
Testing.
There we go. You ready? The floor is all yours, Mike. Oh, boy. Right?
Yeah. Listen, I'll tell you, I'll say this. College basketball, it's the worst, right? It's the worst. It's literally like looking into a crystal ball and seeing the future NBA All-Stars. But no, it's the worst. It's the worst. Don't tell Mike. Don't tell Mike. I just do this to make him mad. I know it gets him real mad.
That's it. Short and sweet.
Okay. Well, that was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're starting it over again.
Yeah. 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 Listen, I'll say this. Yeah.
When do I do that?
I actually listened to the Hollywood Handbook today. That's where I picked it up. You've got the yeah? Yeah. And listen, I'll say this. That's it. Bye.
That's fair. Look, Mike, I'll take it. I'll say this, first of all, and I just said it. What you just did was the most hurtful thing anyone's done tonight.
Oh, come on. Is that hurtful?
You hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you hurt. I'm kidding. Oh,
okay.
I'm kidding.
All right.
I'm kidding. That didn't hurt my feelings
at all.
It's
not as bad as my Peter Lorre impression.
The one I do of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peter Lorre.
Well,
that's what it sounds like.
Hey, it's me. Hey, be mine. But that sounds like you. That's the only difference, impression-wise.
Okay.
That sounds like you.
Right. Okay.
I'm bringing you to life. It's like a hologram. It's like one of these holograms.
Yeah, okay.
Who do you think the next generation of holograms are going to be? Is there going to be like Springsteen holograms 20 years from now with just the remaining E Street Band playing behind a hologram?
Well, Michael Jackson, right? Is there one of the, is that in the works or has that happened already?
I don't think anybody's gone full on with these holograms yet.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think, I bet you nobody cares about any of them.
It would be.
Somebody's going to lose their shirt on the first hologram and be like, no one came to see the hologram. Yeah, because it's not real.
Yeah.
The only way you could play that is like in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, of course.
When people are just drunk and they'll go see anything.
Yeah. Anything will play there.
I saw a line of people the other night in New York, downtown. I was just lined up, and you know what they were lined up for?
Another Chick-fil-A?
No, that's that is town. A strange thing that goes on in New York where apparently apparently chicken sandwiches didn't exist until 6 months ago for the people of New York, and they want to sample these exotic chicken sandwiches. New York has literally every food on earth, but people line up for mass-produced versions of it.
Yeah.
No, they were lined up for Blue Man Group.
Oh, that's still going.
Shouldn't, if you're lying, wouldn't, if I drove by and like shot like blue paint guns at them, wouldn't they have to go like, ah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like wouldn't, could anybody complain?
Uh-huh. I didn't even know the Blue Man guys were going still, to tell you the truth. Are there trash can guys still going?
Stomp?
Yeah.
Those guys fight a lot. Stomp and the Blue Man Group.
They're at war.
Can you imagine how fast the eggshells those Blue Man Group people must be walking on? Because they can just be replaced. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As long as blue paint exists.
Are they all brothers? I thought I heard that they were all brothers.
Wait, what? That the three people in the Blue Man Group are brothers?
Yeah, yeah. Like, they look alike, right?
That is maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say. So you think it's the same three guys? Or that they go find a new set of brothers to replace
the
other three?
Part of the tradition of the Blue Man Crew. They like to get...
that they're all related.
Three brothers, yeah. Like the pizza chains.
Like the pizza chains. What does that mean?
You don't have a three brothers near you? Three brothers of Italy?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Do I have one near me? No, I don't.
We've got one in Bayonne.
It's really bad pizza, right?
No, it's good. I like this place.
Uh-huh.
Some guys, you know, have seen bugs there, but I've never had it. I've never had any problems.
Some guys have seen bugs but I've never had
bug
any
reports,
problems.
Yeah, no.
Bug. Sure, that's not just toppings?
It could just be hearsay.
Right?
It's hearsay.
Yeah, it's hearsay, yeah.
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
You got to go in there and you don't want them saying like, yeah, we heard you on the radio, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure they're listening.
They'll whack you with one of those pizza flippers. What do they call those boards?
Oh, that's a good question.
Get out. And that was a very nice impression, Mike.
Yeah.
All right. Calm down. He's a little too proud of himself. Best show.
Yeah, hey, is it too late for a Tom Freshen?
No, by all means it's not. To whom am I speaking?
Oh, this is Wally.
Wally? Okay, Wally, where are you calling from, Wally?
The Bronx.
From the Bronx.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you just want me to give you the floor, or?
Yeah. It's kind of a specific impression. It's. I'm doing an impression of your impression of beloved puppet Wally Wackerman.
Okay. Well, we're going to say that this one is not. As they say in award season, this one's not in contest, I think is one of the, isn't that the phrase they use where it's not in competition? This one's not in competition.
Sure, that's fair.
All right, let's hear this.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Tom, it's me, Wally Wackerman. What's going on? Why is everybody so mean to me? Hey, Z-Man, let's rob that liquor store. Oh, no, the security guard's going to throw me down. Now Andy Mike's coming after me. What are we going to do, Z-Man?
I think you might have won the contest. I think you might win.
Well...
You know what this sounds like, Wally.
What?
It just sounds like a weird... It sounds like... You know the movie Inception?
Yeah, it's Inception.
Now, do you know the movie Affliction? Do you know that movie?
Not familiar with that one.
Well, it's a movie. It's a movie where Nick Nolte is a cop chasing after a crime that it turns out, if I remember correctly, he's imagining huge stretches of it because he's dealing with alcoholism. Now, I'm not saying you're struggling with alcoholism by any stretch, but it's somebody definitely on the brink of madness. And it sounds like there's an element here where it's like, who's the puppet and who's the puppeteer going on? Does that apply at all, Wally?
I'm not sure it does. I just wanted to have a little fun with you.
And when are we going to start that?
Whatever you
go say. Ahead. No, the floor. Let's get the fun going. We got that first stuff out of the way. Now let's have some fun. We've kind of cleared our throat. We've psychically cleared our throats, right?
Sure.
We got the bad stuff out. Right? We're done crying for help.
Okay.
You know I'm teasing you, Wally.
Yes.
I love you,
yes.
Buddy. I love you.
Love you too, Tom.
You purple bum. Right? You purple.
That's how you show love.
What's that?
That's how you show love? Calling someone a bum?
Well, how far off am I?
I don't know. I live in a bag, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you're all right, Wally.
Speaking of which, though, I would like to just clear the air on something.
Yeah, what's that?
When I last called, I think it was purely bad timing. I did not in any way mean to call up to antagonize you as part of that whole can't complain hour. I just wanted to call.
Do you think I care about that?
Well,
I hope this hasn't been bothering you. I forgot that happened.
Well, I guess I shouldn't have reminded
you. Yeah.
But you seem genuinely bothered, like I had it in for you. You called me a worm.
I called you a worm. You look like a worm a little bit.
Like,
you look kind of, there's like a worm-like quality to Wally Wacky Man, right?
What's that?
There's a worm-like quality to your appearance, right?
Eh.
You got wormy qualities.
Maybe my long neck? I don't know.
I just think there's a, like a, not worm as much as like, I think worm. I think you got worm.
Well,
you're pretty wormy.
If you listen back to the podcast, the tone did not sound as if it was a term of endearment.
You're doing all right. That's all you got to know, Wally Wacky Man. You're doing all right.
Yeah.
I think you're great.
Back at you.
Okay?
Yep. Okay, talk to you later.
You have a blessed evening. Okay?
You as well. Bye.
Bye. Oh, God. Now, for people who don't know, that was a puppet named Wally Wacky Man, who owned and operated by a guy named Z-Man, who calls the show. And sometimes he calls as Z-Man, sometimes he calls as his puppet. So it's just a... I love them both, though. They're both great guys. Well, one guy, and one's still the same guy. Because it's a puppet. He's all right. I'm only digging myself in deeper. And I know, I said it years ago, I have just a feeling in my gut, the last thing I see is going to be that puppet before this life of mine ends. It's going to be the last thing I see looking down at me. He's going to open that puppet mouth and there's going to be a gun poking out. Right? Best show. Yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Best show.
Oh, man. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Tom. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. To whom am I speaking?
Oh, my goodness. This is Will in Knoxville. I got to tell you, this is I'm a nervous wreck.
All right, Will. Well, take it easy.
All right.
Let's
I mean,
clear this
I don't know why I'd even participate in this. Like, I don't want to I don't want to taint my existence and just, I don't know, man. But this is fun, and I really appreciate you guys doing this. This is going to be cool.
Okay, go ahead. It's all yours.
Best show's back on a Tuesday night. Short and sweet. That's all I got.
If you had more, you could have put something together. That was a great start. We'll put you in the junior program. Great job.
I'm sorry. Thanks, Tom.
How's the knife collection?
The knife collection? It's funny you mention that. For a short amount of time, I was making shivs out of already, like, butter knives at work on the bench grinder just to kill time.
So you're making shivs out of butter knives? Knives.
For a short amount of time, I did this. We ran out of butter knives at work.
Ah, so there were just no more butter knives left.
It started to get, you know, I'd have to, somebody would bring the question of where are the knives going.
You know what question I might bring up also?
Yes.
Why is that guy turning our butter knives into weapons?
I was giving them to my friends as gifts. Like,
oh, that sounds fantastic. So they're saying, where are the butter knives? Oh, well, you know that kid Will? He's turning them into prison weapons.
But not in prison, so you can kind of go mm-hmm. further with it. I know this is so shifty, Tom. I'm sorry.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Best show.
Okay. Before I talk to you, I just need to open up this thing. If this will open, and I need to tell you mm-hmm. about Squarespace. Squarespace.com, where you can set your website apart and create a beautiful website and start your free trial today with no credit card required by using promo code BESTSHOW. Look, I don't know what I'm doing when I'm going online. I don't know what I'm doing. If you need to create simple pages, striking galleries, a professional uh-huh. blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. And best of all, everything is mobile ready right from the start. You need to go to Squarespace.com. Promo code Best Show. And hey, you know what I tell you. Build your website, bro.
That might be the best one. What's your name? Hello? Caller? Oh, my. That is maybe the greatest thing I've ever heard. The guy like wins it and then just says, I don't compete. Best show.
Hey man, what's up?
Not a whole lot, man. What's up with you?
Oh, I'm just hanging out.
Okay. Well, you want to do this impression or what?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
All right. Do I need to tell you who I'm going to do, or can I just go for it?
Just go for it.
Sorry, hold on one more try.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, no, please. Please, get yourself together, because I want to hear more of where that was going. get the laughs out. All right.
I'm Steven. Get me out of here, man. I'm back. For like 3 days, all I've been drinking is like puddle in the corner.
Who are you doing an impression of? I don't mean to interrupt your impression.
Steven Universe.
Oh, Steven Universe. Oh, great. And look, I love these Steven Universe fans. I love all of you. That was calling. I called you. What did I call him, Mike? Mike? Oh, you missed it, right? Good to know. Best show.
You're a ghost.
That's an old. Ooh, that you. Are you still there? Hello. I like this new spirit. Best show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I've got three little short ones.
Let's hear them.
Right? Right? That was one. The other one is Steve-ho.
Okay.
Okay, the last one. When you're hanging out the library center.
What is that?
It was you.
But what was I singing?
Yeah, but it's you.
What the was I singing? I didn't ask who it was. What song was that? Your phone stinks so bad I couldn't tell what it was.
Oh, man, can you hear me now? You're on speaker.
Oh. Go do the last one again, please.
When you're hanging out to my buddy Santa.
What song is that?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm trying to get it up because, oh, man, I actually made a soundboard 2 days ago.
All right. Thanks for the call.
But
final call. Best show.
Okay, you do a Tom impression?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's James? James? James! You got James!
All right. No, that was not James. Jason. Dudio. All right. I'm ending the contest. Got to pick a winner. I think it comes down to four. There were four that I liked a lot. I liked Colin in Brooklyn. I liked Roy in Manhattan. What's that now? Oh, yeah. Pat, you want to do one? By all means. Do one. Yeah, whichever you tell me.
Okay, first I got an oldie.
Okay. All right, I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay. You are creepy and I am hanging up on you, boing.
Okay.
And now I'm just going to riff, okay?
Yeah, please.
Look, yeah. Okay. I got these guys out there. AP Mike, Jason, Pat Byrne. Do you think it's easy working with these guys? These guys are plotting against me, and I'm breaking my back out here. These guys, look, right. That's all I get.
Well, Pat, those were fantastic. Thank you. That's very flattering. You couldn't look me in the eyes. I love it. You couldn't look me in the eyes after you did it. It's a sign you thought it was mean is what that means. If you can't meet my gaze, you thought that was mean. It's very telling. Very telling. So there's Colin in Brooklyn, Roy in Manhattan, Mike in Minneapolis, Marcel in Orlando. What do you think, Dudio? He left.
No, I'm here.
Which one did you like?
Run down the names again.
Colin in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Roy in Manhattan. Mike in Minneapolis. And Marcel in Orlando.
I like Marcel in Orlando.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
I also didn't do an impression because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
You can do one.
No.
Do one.
I just know.
That's not your scene?
That's not my scene, yeah.
All right. Look, I'll make fun of you in 5 seconds flat.
I know.
I'm not going to hold back.
I know.
Okay, fair enough. So you like Marcel. Like Mike?
Marcel.
Who did you like?
Who was the guy from Orlando? Marcel. Yeah, I like him.
You liked Marcel in Orlando. I don't know. I'm torn here. I may need some reflection on this. Maybe I'll announce it next week. I need to listen back to these. Or do I? Remind me which ones are which. Do you guys out there remember Colin from Brooklyn? What did he do? They're all staring at each other now. I wasn't listening, were you? I wasn't either. Colin in Brooklyn? Okay, that I'm putting a check next to. How about Roy in Manhattan? Can't remember. He did a regular run. He was good, though. Mike in Minneapolis?
Same with Mike.
And then Marcel. What made you guys gravitate towards Marcel in Orlando?
It was long.
Yeah, that's true. I'm between Marcel and Colin. It's between Marcel and Colin. We'll announce it at the very end. Hey, visitor, do you want to come on the air? Do you want to come on the air?
Sure.
Sure, okay. Well, hey, let's pot it up. Get in there. Get in there, bud. Ride that mic. It's Jason Walliner's here. How are you?
Best show.
Are you going to do an impression?
Do
one. I would love it.
I'll close mine. Hi. Who's this?
Okay.
That was it.
That was good. Now, other guest is John Daly.
How's it going?
It's going all right. Star of.
Yep. Which?
I just think at this point for you, it's just like star of, and you just go, yeah, probably.
We made that video. I'm the star. I felt like I was one of the stars of that.
You were the star of that.
I was the star of that. That was one of my favorite things I made.
But you've got so much going on now.
It's great.
Right? What's happening?
I'm getting, I got a 3-picture deal for these Tom impression movies.
Oh, you're doing these impressions.
Pretty cool. Yeah, it's okay. Just Tom.
Well, can I hear it? Do you do it? Or do you want to save it for the... for the screen?
I don't even know if I can do it. You're not, you don't like, it's not a natural thing.
So it'll be like the O.J. Simpson thing then. Yeah. It's just like, it's not as much of an impression as I'm going to make up things that I think that person might have done and then just keep doing it over and over because no one remembers what that person actually sounded like.
Yeah.
Like John Travolta doing Robert Shapiro. Then like you watch a video of Robert Shapiro and you're just like, this is not Robert Shapiro.
Yeah.
No, he's doing Turl from Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, he was doing Turl a little bit.
He made his own.
It seems like he was in a vacuum tube and then they just like, all the other actors were talking to each other and commiserating and having fun and then they were like, action! And John Travolta walks out in a different world.
He it's funny because now like online they just started this week like all the like, for your consideration, like, and it's just like, really? Like, David Schwimmer for your consideration for that? Performance.
Oh, I hope he gets it.
I loved Schwimmer.
He's great.
No, but it's insane.
It's insane that he wouldn't be considered, like that they would have to take that ad out.
You mean just that they're just like, it's like Trump where it's like, we don't even need to spend money on
this. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they,
where they're just like, we can just assume he's going to win this thing. Yeah. You don't need to spend a cent on this campaign.
Yeah.
But that thing where he's like, Uncle Juice.
Uncle Juice.
Where he's breaking the news about Uncle Juice is dead now.
They say Juice so many times. It's really
Juice.
Great.
Hey, Juice.
Uncle Juice.
Oh, Uncle Juice. That's what they should do is Uncle Juice as a show. Right?
Uncle Juice. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right?
Family sitcom.
You've probably auditioned. You're probably on it at this point. You're on every other thing.
Yeah, I'm the neighbor.
Uncle Juice.
Come in and be like, hey, what's up, Juice? How you doing? Want to toss it around?
Now, John Daly, you have your Adult Swim special.
Yes.
Crushed all of television and the internet. It won the internet.
It did.
They say, right?
It won it.
Almost broke it.
And print
media. Almost broke it. You couldn't get to Kardashian level of breaking the internet.
I don't have that kind of butt.
But you won the internet.
I did. I think for like a couple, maybe a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have that. Then you were in, you worked on Zoolander 2.
Zoolander 2, yes.
Zoolander number 2.
Zoolander number 2.
Yes. Sorry.
Sly joke. Yes.
Ah, okay. I just got it.
Yeah.
You were in the Coen Brothers movie, which we talked about already.
Yes.
Which,
Hail Caesar.
One of the favorite movies of the year.
Awesome.
And do you have anything else? Anything else going on?
Well, I am doing a show called I'm Dying Up Here for Showtime.
That's the L.A. comedy.
It's the L.A. comedy show.
And you're playing...
I'm playing...
what's my beef? Let me see you say what. Anybody here getting there? Are you doing Leno? You're doing Leno on this thing.
I am Leno.
Right?
I am Leno. Come on. With 1973? Can we end Vietnam already? All right, guy. He's super hip. Super hip. Yeah. On his motorcycle.
So... You're in there. Are you doing? Are you playing a stand-up in that?
I'm a terrible stand-up in that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm doing the. I've been playing Bill Murray. And can I say that in the National Lampoon movie?
You can.
Yeah.
You mean the movie that everybody but me is in?
Everybody's in it. Everybody's in it. There's a lot of casting notices for it.
It was like. Yeah. I was expecting to see at some point just like somebody's listed as like. Reader, like magazine reader 3.
Yeah.
Where they're just going to be like, hey, we just want to tell everybody that.
Yeah. It's on Deadline. Makes Deadline.
Yeah.
And there's 40 comments.
That Howard Feller is playing magazine reader 3. Remember Howard Feller? John Stewart's Ed McMahon.
Wow.
On his MTV show.
Howard, yeah.
Was that his MTV show?
Yeah, I think so.
Is this called Good Mike? It could be. Best show.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
I'm going to do an impression of my dog.
Oh, by all means.
I'm a dog.
It's pretty good.
That was good.
Look, I got to say.
Here's an impression of my cat. Meow. I'm a cat.
Okay.
Do you have any requests?
Well, is your dog around by any chance?
Yes.
Can you get your dog to bark?
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. You sounded a lot like your dog. I got to give you credit.
Thanks.
I was very skeptical. But then when you went, woof, woof, I'm a dog. What kind of dog is that?
Chihuahua.
And that didn't sound like a chihuahua. I was like, woof, woof. Chihuahua. It's not a chihuahua. Just admit it's not a chihuahua.
It's a chihuahua lab mix.
A chihuahua lab mix?
Yeah.
What was that like? I don't want to even think about that weird stuff going on over your house.
I bought him.
You bought him?
Yeah.
What's your name?
It wasn't my
what's creation. And what's your name?
This is Bobby.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Bobby?
Tennessee.
From Tennessee. Where in Tennessee? I was just in Nashville.
I don't know. I don't feel safe giving all my information.
That's all right. I'm not asking for everything. Are you near one of the major cities?
Yeah, I'm like 20 minutes away from Nashville.
That's all I was asking. I didn't want you to tell me everything about you.
I'm joking.
You ever go to Dollywood?
No, but hopefully.
Yeah, there's like rides and stuff there, right?
Yeah. And Dollywood contains Dolly.
Yeah, no, well, she doesn't live there.
Oh, I thought that was her house.
No, it's an amusement park. I gotta say this, Bobby.
Yeah.
You are now the best, you're my favorite caller, and I'm going to ask you to keep calling.
Okay.
Okay?
See you next Tuesday, yeah.
You in school?
Yeah.
Whoa, what, are you in high school?
Yeah.
How's that going for you? Not well, right?
Okay.
Right? Getting swirlies?
No.
You've never gotten a swirly?
No.
No? They make you do that thing down there, like the Dazed and Confused, sizzle like bacon. You have to do that? Air raid?
I don't think anymore, no.
No? They don't pick on you? Drive around in pickup trucks, chase you with paddles? How is that even this country? Could you imagine it being high school and be just like, kids are just going to pulverize me?
And the teachers are cool with it.
Yeah. If that happened, like none of that happens now. Like all of it happened then where it's just like, yeah, it's just institutionalized torture.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you have a bleep button?
Why do you ask?
I was just curious.
I do.
Can you play it?
Can I play the bleep button?
Request.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it take requests?
Play a bleep solo.
Bobby, I just got to say, you've only solidified your standing with me. You are a weirdo, man. You're a weird kid.
Can you play it?
Yeah. You phrase things weird. Everything about you is weird, dude.
Thanks.
What do you hang? Let me guess. Like, you hang out? You got weird friends? Like, you all kind of... I'm only saying this because that's what I was like. You find other weirdos, right?
Yeah, basically.
Right? What do you do for fun? Reddit? Groupons?
You bleep stuff?
You play bleep? Play bleep buttons?
Play bleep frog?
Yeah, leap frog.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know who John Daly is?
No.
No.
Well, that went well.
Do you know Jason Wallen? I'm not even going to ask on that one. Oh, you know, if he doesn't know John Daly, no offense. You know that.
None taken.
You ever see Last Man on Earth?
The pilot, but then I gave up on it.
I did the one after that.
So you bailed on the pilot.
You missed out.
You bailed on the pilot. Like, yeah, not for me.
What do you like?
Yeah. What do I like?
Yeah.
Like TV shows?
Yeah.
Sure. Turn your radio down, kid. You're getting thrown. Who's that?
That's my stupid idiot brother.
Yeah.
Do you watch Vines? Snapchats?
No, Vines are stupid.
You watch kids play video games?
No.
You don't watch YouTubes of dudes playing video games?
No, I watch YouTube, but not YouTube of people playing video games.
Who's your favorite YouTube star? Lily Singh?
I just passed the Lily Singh billboard on
Houston.
She
owns New York now.
I didn't.
There's about 80 Lily Singh billboards in New York.
All the same four characters or all different characters?
Is that
different.
The Netflix?
No, that's show? YouTube.
No.
Oh, okay.
YouTube Red.
YouTube Red.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, she is in charge of New York now, according... If billboards have any currency, she is currently the owner of New York City.
Who's your favorite Lily Singh character?
The loud, positive one. Who do you like, kid?
This kid doesn't like anything.
No. He really doesn't. Do you like this show?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Do you like movies?
Nope. What movies do you like, kid? Did you like Civil War? Did you see Civil War?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Who's your favorite superhero in it?
Spider-Man.
You liked Spider-Man. I knew you were going to say Spider-Man. Okay. What are you looking forward to this summer? Suicide Squad?
I might see that.
You might? You'll see it. Stop acting so cool.
You see Deadpool?
No.
Didn't? Why not? Doesn't speak to you?
No.
That.
What are your three favorite things?
This kid is Deadpool.
This kid. Yeah.
Murderer.
You are now... the only thing I can think of.
Wait, what do you like? Yeah, what do you love? What do you get excited about?
Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Nintendo, yeah.
Like what? What Nintendo stuff? Super Mario. You like to party with Super Mario?
What's your favorite game?
Super Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Which Smash Brothers is your favorite?
Probably the newest one.
Okay.
There's a new brother or a new...
It's just a new game.
Is your brother the stupid idiot? Is he younger or older?
He's older.
Yeah, he's older, right? Okay, yeah. He sounded older.
Yeah.
So he's cooler than you. Is he cooler than you?
He's looking at me with a gun.
With a gun?
With a gun?
No, not really, but, you know.
The gunny look.
You guys ever, you ever, rough house? Is that a rough house style house?
No.
You don't go for that kind of stuff.
No, we're civilized.
Okay. What would be a TV show you like? Anytime, not even Cartoon a new Network. One.
Hmm?
Anything.
Cartoon Network.
Okay, what show on Cartoon Network do you like?
Regular Show.
You like Regular Show?
Steven Universe.
Yeah. Say it.
I don't know.
Did you see Long Live the Royals?
I don't know if like you're the creator, but I didn't really like that.
No.
He's not the creator of that. He is the voice of the Blue Jay on Regular Show, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do the voice?
Give him a little something.
Hey, man. Get off my back. I'm trying to chill.
It's pretty good. Do they do some, like, auto-tune to make it sound like the Blue Jay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a complicated... complicated thing.
You know, I do voices on adults on Cartoon Network Kid. I'm on Adventure Time. I'm on Steven Universe.
You sound like the dad from Steven Universe.
Yeah, I am the dad.
Really?
Yes. You just realized that Steven? Now? Steven?
Well, I thought so, but
Steven!
I didn't want to say anything.
Steven! Steven? Now do you recognize it?
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to say it, and then you were like, I don't know.
Of course I am. It's one of my proudest achievements.
Who's your favorite voice actor on the show?
Me!
Other than you.
John Worster. Played Marty.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Then I like everyone else tied next. Tied for second. What's your favorite episode, kid?
The Stronger Than You episode. I forget the name.
Mm.
Jailbreak.
You like the ones where I sing songs?
Yeah.
Why am I trying so hard to impress you? Suddenly I'm legitimately desperate to impress this kid.
Because he's a cool kid.
Yeah, he's a cool kid. He's making cool. me feel stupid. Yeah. It's like I'm back in high school trying to make this kid... like me. You like me, though, right? Seriously. All joking aside, you like me, right?
Yeah.
Do you like Jason?
Can you do any good impressions?
No.
No, then.
But he's done cool things. Do you like Human Giant?
What's that?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
There you go. Eagleheart?
No.
You ever see Eagleheart?
No.
Dinner with Brett Gelman?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Which one?
The first.
Not interested in the second.
What's the pilot?
He wrote and directed
that. You watch the first of a lot of stuff that I'm involved with.
Yeah.
Yeah, first.
I'm out.
He wrote and directed that thing.
Do you want to hear my Jay Leno impression?
Yeah.
Hey, kid. Hey, you're a pretty cool kid. Hey, check out my Maserati 450 over here. 0-60 in 5 seconds.
You got this kid rolling in the aisles.
Do you know who Jay Leno is?
Yeah.
What do you think of Jay?
I
Rank all the late night talk show hosts now.
He's come back too many times.
He's come back.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm going to name some late night talk show hosts. You rank them for me, okay?
Okay.
Just say yay or nay.
Well, okay, yeah, okay.
Jay Leno.
Nay.
Mm-hmm.
David Letterman.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon.
Middle.
Middle, okay.
Mm-hmm. Middle option, yeah.
Seth Meyers.
Yay.
Yay, all right. Jimmy Kimmel.
Nay. Strong nay.
James Corden.
Nay.
Mm, don't like the car ride karaoke or whatever that thing is. Stephen Colbert.
Yay.
Conan O'Brien.
Yay.
Samantha Bee.
Don't even know.
Ooh, cold. Trevor Noah.
Nay.
Larry Wilmore.
I don't know who that is.
Oh. Somebody at Comedy Central.
I don't have cable.
Pulling their hair out right now.
He doesn't have cable, he said.
Yeah, he's a cord cutter.
Can't expect everything.
How are you watching Cartoon Network so much?
Yeah.
Whoops. Gotcha.
Yeah, you're busted, kid.
No, I used to have cable.
I'm running your IP number against right now. I'm plugging it into the Turner system. You just got whatever sneaky way you're stealing it.
I have a neighbor.
Everybody has neighbors. They do the foil thing? Steal cable?
So who's your favorite late night host of all the ones...
You mean their show or them?
Or whatever. Just whichever one you would watch if you had to watch one.
Stephen Colbert.
All right.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You hate sports, though, right?
Yeah.
Right? Stupid. People running around.
Exactly.
Do you skateboard or do any cool sports?
A unicycle.
That's cool. See?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you unicycle.
It's cool.
Now, that's pretty cool. When did you start unicycling?
Like 3 years ago.
And are you pretty good at it?
Yeah.
And do you do other, are you, is there like a goal with the unicycling or it's just the fun of it? Like, do you hope to do it like in a performative way?
I don't know.
Now, are you lying to me? Are you such a cool kid that you're lying to me about unicycling and you're going to laugh at me later?
No, I actually unicycle.
How high up is the unicycle?
I think it's 30 inches.
Okay.
Or 20.
All right. And do you ride it around town?
No.
Just in your driveway?
Yeah.
You're going to start to juggle while you unicycle?
I've tried that. It's too hard.
Can I give you some advice? Don't take it to college. Don't be the guy with the unicycle on the quad. Leave it at home. Leave it in the...
You can maybe introduce it as college life goes on. Don't let that be the first thing people know about you is that you're unicycle Bobby
guy.
The unicycle dude.
Yeah.
It's good to have a hook, though.
Yeah.
I disagree with you guys.
You disagree?
Just do it for the first, 2 weeks until people are kind of set in how they're thinking about you.
You remember that caller that did a really bad Steven Universe impression?
Yeah.
That's my brother.
It was your brother, yeah. Well, you rule and your brother sucks.
Yeah.
You could take
he
that one
to
the
you
bank.
Really bad.
Yeah, well, he can't. We're talking to you. You're cooler than your brother.
Okay.
It's driving him nuts, isn't it? The older brother got shown up, right? Burning him up.
Yeah.
I'm going to do an impression of your older brother. I'm stupid. This is John Daly. I'm a pro comedian.
This kid likes you. He likes you. Did you see, what would he know you from, John?
Kroll Show, maybe.
Yeah, Kroll Show.
On Comedy Central at all?
You ever watch Kroll Show, kid?
No.
Harsh.
This kid is
harsh.
Oh, my. You're...
Rough stuff.
You're like a crusher of souls.
Except for yours, Tom. Steven, he's a big
Steven
Universe fan.
Yeah.
Doesn't like Long Live the Royals.
He just said, yeah. Sorry, man. I like how he just goes, yeah, sorry, but I don't like it. I don't know if you're the one who made it or whatever, but I don't like it.
This kid should be hired by a studio to just be put in a room to watch things and be like, I don't care.
And they'll just, they'll be like, there'll be a meeting.
I'll make the connections if you got them.
There'll be like a meeting and like, it's like, look, this kid saw Civil War. He didn't see Deadpool. If anybody can get me the, if anybody can crack the code on this kid's head, we'll give $50 million to whoever can figure out why this kid saw one and didn't see the other. Why didn't you see Deadpool? It's too, thinks he's
was
too
it
funny.
Rated R?
It was rated R.
There's your answer.
Did you see Zoolander 2 that weekend?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a rated R movie?
I don't know. Probably.
What's your favorite movie?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the original one.
Yeah. The original one.
It's great.
The Johnny Depp one.
No.
Charlie, right? Remember when he went, Charlie.
Yeah.
Right? Then he went, there's no way of knowing, right? Which way we are going.
You ever see the producers?
Is it raining? Is it snowing?
He said the producer.
You're a big Gene Wilder fan.
Yeah, you like Gene Wilder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's great.
What's your favorite Gene Wilder movie? Is it The Producers or Charlie and Chocolate Factory? The first one's called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, sorry.
No, I'm just trying to get some clarity here. I'm not being judgy. Who's your favorite of the kids? Let me see if I can guess. Mike TV. He's your favorite.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say.
Was it? Then I'm going to guess next. Violet Beauregard.
No.
You like Augustus Gloop.
Yep.
Then you like Violet Beauregard.
Yeah.
Then it's... with that other one who got thrown in with the nuts, right? What's her name? Oh, it's the band name. It's driving me nuts.
Veruca Salt.
Yeah, Veruca Salt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then last, Charlie.
Charlie.
No one likes Charlie.
Charlie's so boring.
Right?
No hook.
Everyone has such a character except for him.
Yeah.
And think about this, Bobby. This Grandpa Joe, right? Laying in bed all the time. Oh, now you can walk now. You get to go to the candy factory. Oh, now you're getting out of bed. Right? He's a faker.
Yep.
You're a big faker. Yeah. You're laying in bed. You can't get up, and you're just in that hovel with the other three old-timers. Where there was like four of them laying in bed together. Now, Grandpa, you got the golden ticket, Grandpa Joe. Oh, your feet work all of a sudden, Grandpa Joe. Isn't that funny?
That's true.
Right? And then he's the one who almost got him ruined with the fizzy soda. That was Grandpa Joe who's like, oh, let's take a sip, Charlie.
Yeah, it wasn't even Charlie. Charlie remains pure.
Yeah. It's Grandpa Joe is the villain of the whole thing.
But he's just a doddering old fool. It's not his fault.
If I was Charlie or Willy Wonka, you let Grandpa Joe go right into that fan.
Right. Yep. Or stick him in the pipe. Let him join Augustus.
Yeah.
Suffocating in chocolate
go
juice.
Go back. We're going to send you back, right? Right back down the chocolate river.
Yeah.
So do you think he died? Do you think Augustus Gloop? He clearly must have died.
I think he died.
He was. How could he not have drowned? Because it's chocolate. It's not even water.
Yeah. It's worse.
It's worse.
Yeah, you get that
ever
in your lungs.
Ever tried swimming through that stuff?
Is there a worse death than being drowned in liquid chocolate?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you'd be like, the first time you try, like, you're like fighting, you're like, the first time you just inhale, finally, and it's just like a mouthful of liquid chocolate, like, then you die with like a chocolate taste in your mouth.
And it's partially delicious, because it's Willy Wonka chocolate, it's no joke. Die a delicious death.
What do you think about that, Bobby?
Good observation.
This kid is unflappable.
You're ice cold, man.
No, I'm being honest.
Okay. Oh, that's even meaner. I'm being honest. Hey, man, I'm just being honest.
Yeah. What else do we have? But yeah.
What are you going to do this summer? You going? You have any vacation plans?
Yeah, we're going to go to Florida.
Nice.
You ever been there?
I have.
What town?
I have. No, I've been to Florida. Like, trying so hard. No, I've been there a bunch of times.
It's warm. Yeah.
No, it's cool. Beaches and yeah. I'm in Orlando and Miami, and I was at Fort Lauderdale also. And why? Which one are you going to?
Tampa area.
Oh, well.
Tampa.
I haven't been to Tampa. I mean, when are you going? I guess maybe I could figure out how to get down to Tampa.
It's a pretty cool town.
Hey, Bobby. It's me from the radio. It's me, Tom.
He ignores you.
From the radio. Remember the call with the Charlie and Chocolate Factory? He'd be like, yeah. I remember. That was an all right call. Be back in my hotel room. What am I going to do to make this kid like me? What are you going to go to? Do you have any, what's your favorite subject in school, Bobby?
Grammar.
Grammar. Do you have any goals at this point? Like things you want to do and maybe when you get to college?
I don't know.
All right. Put your brother on. I want to talk to your brother now.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay, here.
I'm not going to torture this kid.
Hey, man.
What's up?
I don't know. I was just being stupid.
I'm with Bobby, bro. Sorry. Side with Bobby. Not the older brother.
Bobby's world.
Yeah.
Bobby's world.
Bobby's world. It is Bobby's world.
Just living in it.
Final call. Best show.
Hey, man.
What's up?
What's happening?
What can I do for you?
I was going to call. Well, I thought it was going to be on Half Hour Power.
That's right. The Half Hour Power. Oh, my God. I could say
a couple things about it.
Are we doing the Half Hour Power?
I think so.
I think we just did it. Okay, you're driving me nuts. So the winner of the Tom Pressions, I think it's got to go to... Wally Wacky Man. Yeah. Congratulations, Wally. No.
Hey, it's me, Wally Wacky Man. I'm a puppet. Why?
Honestly, I would give it to the dude who went, wah, I don't want to do the show. That person won.
That was great.
But they hung up.
And Squarespace guy was great.
The Squarespace guy was really great. He hung up. I think Marcel from Orlando came in third.
He was good, though. He was improvising.
Yeah.
He was the Mission Burrito guy, right?
Or was that the guy from Brooklyn? He was like, Brooklyn.
He was from Orlando. The Mission Burrito guy. Yeah. The guy who I thought was from L.A.
Right. He was the best to me.
Yeah. Marcel from Orlando, you're the winner. Shoot me an email and we'll figure it all out. Now there's certain phrases. What's the phrase you kept saying, Mike?
Yeah, listen, I'll say this.
I'll say this is going to drive me nuts now.
I'll say this.
Hey, I'll say this.
Look.
Do it. I'm all fine for it.
Hey, I'll say this.
Look.
All right, look.
Not for me. Not for me.
not for my thing.
Ultimate cop out. Not for me. Words of a coward.
Other people.
All right. Well, this was a fun show. I had fun doing this show. Did you think that's how it was going to go, Mike?
Was it harder or easier than not complaining?
Oh, that was much easier.
It was easier, right? Yeah.
Oh, the complaining one truly upset me. I was, yeah. I almost lost it.
Yeah, yeah.
That show, because people were hitting bullseyes over and over from angles I didn't even think were possible to hit. They were hitting me. It was like just getting beat up from every angle. I'm going to play music by this Human Eye album, keeping with the Goner Records theme for tonight. It's Human Eye, their fourth album. It's called Into Unknown. So good. Human Eye are good. That dude's a weird dude, man. I saw them in concert. He basically set his guitar on fire while playing. He kept just playing with the headstock on fire and then was like throwing feathers at the audience. I'm just going to start. We'll be back next week. This is Human Eye. Thanks for listening, everybody. Best show back from their album Into Unknown, number 4 on Ghana. This is Getting Mean. Thanks to John Daly and Jason Wallner for coming down.